Blog Talk Radio.
Tonight out there in Radiohead land, you listen to the number one barbecue show in America, Lulu's Soul Smoking Radio Show, here on Wednesday night. Part of Barbecue Superstar Super Pack Radio Shows from Sunday to Wednesday night. You can catch the Chris Chadwick Show on Sunday night at 6 o'clock, the Jim Burke Show at 6 o'clock on Monday night, and the Whiskey Bend in the Pit Show on Tuesday night. I am your host, CA with the Lulu Soul Smoking Radio Show. I have a new co-host with me tonight that's going to be hanging with me. Andy Allen is in the house with me, part of Southern Crump Boys. It has been one heck of a week and weekend. I've had a fun venture down in Memphis, Tennessee, down there enjoying some delicious barbecue down there in Tennessee State. This is one of my things. I don't think you can get better barbecue than Memphis, Tennessee. That's just my point of view. I know Kansas City. I know there's Texas. I know there's North Carolina. I know there's a lot of different places, but I call home in Memphis, Tennessee. And that's pretty much where we design all of our food around. But I have to say, them boys down in Texas, I'm going to have to say, they probably got some of the best brisket and barbecue you'll ever eat. And one of these days, I'm going to take me a train down there in Texas, meet up with some of my Texas buddies, and go enjoy some of that nice atmosphere down there. Tonight, I have Tyler, which done the Pork America Tour. He traveled from Ohio out to North Carolina, Georgia, Tennessee. I think he went to Kentucky. He went to Louisiana. He went to Texas, through Oklahoma. He went to Kansas City. He ate a lot of different barbecue restaurants. He is going to be on the show, and he's going to tell you where to eat and where not to eat and what he thought about his adventure across America. I got Pitmaster Robert Sierra. The polls are supposed to be opening on him today, but kind of got pushed back. He's up for Best Wings on the Planet, but the polls have not opened yet. Also, I'll have Delaney Crow, part of Fort Crow's barbecue team. He's going to be with us a little bit later today, part of the Texas boys down there. Can I get a hell yeah from the Texas boys? They're all lit up in the chat room right now. I got Andy Allen on. I'm going to bring him on here in just a second. Let me find him a good theme song. He is the other part of Southern Crunk Barbecue. And he's part of the Crazy Mix. He's actually the one that's running the Southern Crunk Barbecue Festivus.
Open Gangnam Style. Gangnam Style. 낮에는 따사로운 인간적인 여자 커피 한 잔에 여유를 아는 품격.
How we doing tonight, Andy Hill? That song fits you very well, I imagine.
What's up? What's up, Cody? Doing good, doing good. Had to fill in for my brother Randy. He had some business he had to take care of, but
yes,
hey, so goes life.
He had a little bit of a business pleasure adventure he had to take care of tonight, which he should be with us somewhere around the 8 o'clock, maybe 8:30 hour. He's going to swing in. He will be with us. You can't miss him. He's usually talking about porn or strippers or, you know, libations or something
Shiggin.
Like that.
Yeah.
Or Shiggin. We'll definitely have a moment Shiggin with Randy. You can't miss that episode. I know most everybody listened in to listen to Randy Shiggin with Randy. So we'll have him on a little bit later. What is going on over in your neck of the woods, Andy?
Man, not much. It's been cold. been trying to cook, you know, get ready for our festivus, you know, we got coming up here, not this weekend, next weekend. Everything's going according to plan right now, and it looks like we're going to have good weather. So we're pretty pumped, and the entries are rolling in. The sponsors are rolling in. We got things going the way we want it to. So everything's peachy over on our side.
Yeah, how many contestants y'all got lined up right now?
Well, we've got about 20 that are prepaid, and we've got about 15 that are verbal. And the thing with the IBCA is a lot of the teams just kind of show up, and which is not a good thing for us this time because we're kind of space limited. But you know, we got some verbal for some guys that, you know, unless the weather gets bad, they're coming. And so, you know, we're looking at 35 to 40 teams down there. So, you know, it's gonna be a lot bigger than we'd originally thought. You know, we figured, you know, maybe 20, 25 teams, but this thing's escalated quite a bit. So, and we're pumped and we're proud and got some good money, you know, for an IBCA, and it's gonna be a qualifier for the Jack for the Royal. We are state championship proclamated by the state of Arkansas. Good things are happening in Hot Springs, brother.
So that's going to be an invitation to the Jack Daniels, correct?
Right. You'll be qualified to get an invitation to you'll get a state championship, and that's what it takes to get into Jack. Yeah.
You might have first heard of Lulu's Soul Smoking Radio Show as we did the first ever live at the Jack. They said it couldn't be done, said it wouldn't be done. Nobody could do it. Nobody could get out. Well, let me tell you, it happened. And I guarantee you, we'll probably be back next year. Really like the people that was working at the Jack. They really enjoyed us. It's a different time at the Jack. It's something, if you've never experienced, I can't tell you anything about it, because whether or not you can hear it, you have to see it and have to be there to understand the concept of the contest.
Absolutely, man. That was our first trip, you know, up there, and we were actually cooking with Rob Marion with Two Worthless Nuts. We cooked against them in Pitmasters, and he had invited us up, and man, it was an experience of a lifetime. You know, the only thing better for me to do would be for Southern Crunk team to be up there cooking in it. And you know, we did a little guest hosting on your live Jack Daniels show. You know, when somebody got up to go to the bathroom, and Randy and I just took the liberty to sit down. We were standing right behind you, and that was pretty funny. You know, we had a good time with that. So, but you know, that's
oh, it definitely was.
It's definitely an experience that that every competition barbecuer should put on their bucket list for sure.
It's almost like a big party, a big barbecue party. It's really kind of hard to explain because you got international teams, you have the teams that qualified. And then you have some teams. I don't know if they call it a backyard division or if they call it, you know what division they call that? They
yeah,
have another division.
I think they do call it a backyard division.
They had a backyard division there. We got to go walk around and talk to them also, and got to see a lot of them. And, you know, I didn't know they actually had the backyard division. Did you know they had the backyard division at the Jack Daniels?
No, I didn't. And, you know, I walked through there. I didn't stop and visit with anybody, but, you know, I walked through there to see all the teams, and looked like fairly local teams that were cooking in it. But, you know, it's still the prestige of being there, you know, is what to me was the big picture was just being there and seeing all these championship teams that are honored to be there. You know,
yep.
the international teams were incredible. We were pretty close to some of them. The team from England had some ladies there on Friday afternoon, and they were giving away tea and crumpets. And you could write a note to the Queen, you know, on a postcard. They would send them postcards to the Queen, and that was pretty funny to watch the people intermingle with them. And we had some language barriers with some of the other teams that, you know, Randy and I don't know any strangers, and we were wandering around Friday night and trying to visit with some of them, and they didn't find our humor as humorous as we did, evidently. But there was some libations involved on our part, so you know we had a good time.
Now I just find that hard to believe that they didn't find y'all's sense of humor, American. That's American humor right there. That's American redneck humor.
They weren't quite down with us too much. We kind of got some funny looks. So, but. You know, everybody there was nice. For as big a competition as that was, it was run tight. Everybody, you know, had plenty of room. You know, the people coming by were just, you know, everybody was friendly. There wasn't any haters or, you know, and it was just, it was a great experience.
It was something definitely that, you know, if you haven't experienced it, definitely. I'm going to actually try to go back. I'm not really kind of really wanting to go cook in a contest. I'm wanting to go more on the vending side of what they had down there. That's what really interested me.
Right.
Just go down there and be on the vending row, try to see if we can roll out a couple of Jacksons down there.
I guarantee you could, because, man, I went down there to get me a funnel cake or something for breakfast on Saturday morning, and, man, it was just packed. And I think Randy, you know, Randy's kind of frou-frou sometimes. He had to get him a latte. And I think he waited in line for like 30 minutes to get a latte. So
where did he find a latte at? There wasn't no Starbucks around that place. We're down in the country. Where did he find a latte at? I didn't even say coffee shop.
He came back with some kind of frou-frou coffee drink. It might not have been a latte, but it was one of those frou-frou coffee drinks. So, but
I know one thing. Did you have any root beer while you was down there?
Yeah, I did taste a little bit of root beer. I'm not a big fan of root beer, but
that man was making a killing
for me. Yeah, oh yeah. And you know, we went up on the hill, and they did the dinner the night before, which was just incredible. You know, they had this huge pavilion up top. It's open air. It's got two humongous fireplaces, a stage, big commercial kitchen in it. They fed all the contestants, and you rode buses up there, and you got, you know, they had a couple of free drinks, and man, it was just, I tell you what, it was an experience. But, you know, I tell you what, I'm looking forward to going back next year. If Southern Crunk doesn't cook in it, I'm going to try to find somebody that will let me tag along with them, because that was a hoot. I had a great time.
Yeah, definitely. Well, you know, we got treated like royalty, and that really made a, you know, something we didn't expect when we got there. You know, we weren't even there 10 minutes. We got pulled onto a live radio broadcast there in Tennessee. They pulled us on. They was like, oh, you're Lulu's, you're doing the live events? I was like, yeah. And they was like, well, come on, talk about it. So we're sitting there talking about it, and we're teaching and giving lessons out about barbecue, and they're going, what's that, and what's this, and what's a bung, and what's, you know, all kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
But so if you're cooking in the IBCA contest over in Hot Springs, you will have a chance to get your bung ringed. Bung pulled,
right.
Bung, whatever you want to call it.
I think you call it a pull. You don't really call it a ring.
Yeah, bung pulled.
Yeah. Which still sounds kind of perverted, but hey, it's
I never really understood that. They would always go duck hunting. You know, we're big duck hunters around here, and they go duck hunting. They got these peas or peels. They call them peels down there. And I'm like, what?
Yeah.
What are y'all talking about? You got to draw a peel. And I'm like, why don't you just say pull a number?
Yeah.
You know? But, which, y'all's contest is going to be the 25th, 26th, correct?
That's right.
Now, y'all had a little bit of issues over here recently.
Yeah, we had a little controversy.
A few hiccups.
It appeared that, you know, we found this place down at the farmer's market. We're friends of the farmer's market down here in Hot Springs. They do it's a huge thing they do in the summertime. The wintertime, not so much. So we teamed up with them. We did several events with them during the summer to help them raise money. You know, cooking wise, we cook and sell, you know, hamburgers or pork sandwiches. You know, quite a few times during the summer. And we talked to them and we said, hey, we want to have a contest down here. And they were like, sure, no problem. You know, well, we got overnight, you know, RVs that are going to come in and people are going to be working out of their RVs. Well, it appears that the city of Hot Springs has a law against overnight RVs at the farmer's market, which we weren't aware of until we applied for a permit. And so Randy and I had to go to the city council meeting last night, and they approved us unanimously. You know, all the city council members were behind us 100%. We had several people that got up and spoke for us. The mayor was kind of iffy at first, but she came around. So, you know, it was a little hiccup, but everything is on course and everything's ready to roll.
You know, I understand the whole camping thing. I can understand I guess they're thinking of some hippies out there, you know, just having a big old stink going around. You know, but I mean,
fire and all that stuff.
Yeah, just all kinds of stuff, loud music. I can't say there won't be any beer bottles thrown anywhere, but it's not like people are sleeping anyway. You know, you're cooking. It takes a long time to perfect your product for that contest the next day and, you know, to have you on the grounds. You know, it actually will bring in revenue for the community and, you know, it bring people to the town and, you know.
Yeah,
and hopefully
people that wouldn't normally be in that part of town, you know, are coming to see our city, you know, and that's kind of the thing we were pumped up about, you know, so. But we got teams from Kansas, we got teams from Oklahoma, we got teams from Missouri, Tennessee, Mississippi,
Missouri.
Louisiana. You know, yeah. So I don't know about those Missouri teams, but hey, you know, we got to give them a shot.
Who all you got coming from Missouri?
I think Smelly Butts is coming.
Smelly Butts.
Yeah, and I thought you guys were going to try to make it. I think y'all got a conflict, but
I was supposed to be cooking with Hank Vaden. That is Hank Vaden. That would be Vaden. He done grilled my ass because I called him Vaden earlier. So you know I gotta get that correct. Hank Vaden. Vaden.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was supposed to be cooking with him, but as soon as I got off the phone next day, I had somebody call. And they want me to do a catering job on that day, and I was like, "Oh man, I just can't turn down money. I just can't turn down money." You know,
that's your thing, money right there. You can't turn that away. So, you know, especially being your livelihood. You know, I mean, that's what you gotta dance with the one that brought you.
Yeah, right now the weather ain't been too happy with me, so you know I gotta do what I gotta do.
I hear you.
But Tim Steele said he's gonna be there, weather permitting.
Yeah.
Put those spankings on you.
Yeah. We're looking forward to it. I met Tim, oh gosh, I don't know, 4 or 5 years ago on the circuit, and we've been friends ever since, you know, and keep in touch on the Facebook and cook. Every time we cook against him, he comes to visit me for a little bit, and then I'll go visit him. And he's got we kind of share interests, you know. When Randy's not cooking with me, my wife's with me, and most of the time his wife's with him, you know, they've got the little family affair going on, and that's kind of the way we roll, too. So, you know, that's one of the things that kind of brought us together and in this barbecue family. So,
which one would you rather have cooking with, your wife or Randy?
Personally, cooking-wise, probably, you know, in KCBS, definitely my wife. She can make some of the best-looking boxes. And Randy kind of makes me nervous sometimes, you know, when we're building boxes at the last, you know, 30 seconds before turn in, and my wife gets up and, you know, she gets the boxes done and we get, you know, everything ready and she helps me decide, you know, what we're going, you know, the best looking meat. You know, it's almost like a second opinion where Randy's, you know, over there dancing when I'm trying to figure out what I'm doing, so. you know, but it's a double-edged sword, really, for me. I enjoy cooking, period. So, you know, I mean, if I'm with my wife, I'm having a good time. If I'm with Randy, I'm having a good time. So, you know, I'm doing what I love.
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean. Sometimes I like to take my woman to go cook, but I just haven't had the chance. She was actually going to come with me to the your contest, but since that kind of fell through, all those plans kind of fell through. But you know,
so you guys got some contests lined up that you're looking at, or are you just kind of playing it by the seat of your pants right now, or
just kind of playing it by the seat of my pants right now? I'm not really getting into any of the contests. If something happens where I don't, kind of like this weekend, but you know. If something just happens where I just get to go somewhere and do something, then I'll go and do it. But, you know, I'm really not going to plan anything, because it seems like every time I plan something, I can't hold true to that. And that's promises. That's anything to anybody. I tell somebody, I'll be here at this time and I'll do that, and it's like something come up. Or, I'll be here to go to that with you. Oh, something come up. You know, it's just the way it is. So I try not to plan a whole lot. So unless it's catering jobs, I plan those and kind of go by the seat of our pants, and we're kind of booked up on catering jobs right now. So,
that's a good problem to have, brother.
Yeah, we're going to turn and burn those. So, you know, maybe we'll get some contests in this year, but, you know, I'm going to try to go cook some with Hank this year at a few contests, and then just kind of see what happens. You don't even know. We might not even be on a contest trail this year. We might not even cook no contests. But,
yeah, you know, I mean, if you keep your name out there and people know who you are, you know, I mean, your catering business is going to blossom. So, you know, I mean, that's where it's at really right now. You know, I mean, there's, you know, you can't gamble your money away when you can for sure make some money. So, you know, that's kind of the way
right.
I look at it. But,
we're going to try to go down to Tupelo and cook in the contest, but they got some slots open to come down there and vend. So I'm going to send off our resume and our order form or whatever you call it and see if we can get in there and vend. But they said they take Mississippi teams first or vendors first. So, you know, that's what you get into when you try to do big events. It's like I've had mom and pop doing it for the past, you know, 20 years, or I've had so-and-so of so-and-so's brother that knows, you know, his niece, and they've been cooking. And they don't care if it's any good or not. They just want somebody there. So,
you know,
that's what you run into.
Yeah. Well, we're looking to run over to Tupelo, and I think we got our money set in over there. We're gonna try our hand at it. I think last year it was a pretty big contest. They had 50-plus teams, and, you know, it kind of surprised me. You know, there was a lot of stuff going on around it, and that little thing popped up. So, you know, Randy and I we're gonna go over there and try our hand at it. So, you know, you just never know. Randy likes to travel a little bit. So, you know, we're probably gonna head back to Chicago this year to do the Windy City Classic again. And you know,
that sounds interesting right there. The Windy City Rib Classic. That just that's something that just really intrigued me. That's something I think I've seen that Mike Mills cooking that, and then there've been like several other ones cooking that, like Chris Lilly be up there. And is that the one I usually see on TV?
Well,
maybe it's a different one.
No,
what's the one where they're lined up down the street?
I'm not familiar with that one, but the Windy City Rib Classic. Last year was their first year, and it was right on the river, and it was I don't know. There was like 25 teams there, and it ranged from everywhere from restaurateurs to KCBS cooks, and you know, it was a good deal. I think they're going to change. From what I understand, they're going to change the venue this year. It's going to be over at Soldier Field in Chicago, which is a pretty big venue. So, you know, we're kind of looking forward to that. But, you know, other than that, we're kind of keeping our plans open. You know, you just never know what's going to happen. You know, last year we had all these big grandeur plans, and then we get a call from Pitmasters, and it just kind of threw our year completely off.
Big Pitmaster videos. Which, you know, that's a big topic right now, Pitmasters. Everybody's turning in their videos for Pitmasters. The season 5, let me ask you this. I don't know if you got to see it, and anybody out there is listening to me right now, I want you to go check this out. On YouTube, I just type in Myron Mixon's name, and he has two very nice smokers on the one's Destination America and one is Pitmasters. Both of these smokers he has is one of the Meyer Mixon, the smokers, the JOSs, I'm talking, I've never seen anything like it. They're phenomenal-looking cookers, and they're just amazing. And if I get on Pitmasters, I hope they give one away. Because, I mean, that's how – it's something that you do not want to cook on, but it would be a heck of a trophy to have. Get on YouTube, just type in Myron's name, Myron Pitmaster Season 5, Myron Mixon Barbecue Pitmaster Season 5. I know half of you are Googling that right now. Get on and check it out. You know, they have, like, Mount Rushmore. It's got their faces in it. And then, I mean, they're just phenomenal. Have you seen that video yet?
No, I haven't. I'm going to check it out, though, here shortly. But, yeah, I didn't know anything about that. That sounds pretty cool.
Yeah, I just seen it today. Somebody sent me a link. And, I mean, they're black, and they have murals on them. I mean, they are, I promise you, something like you've never seen before, and you'll be like, man, I want one of those. I promise you.
I'll be back.
I guarantee it. Which, when we was down there at the Jack this year, you know, we talked to Myron, had a probably about 10, 15-minute conversation with him, and, you know, we talked about his smokers. And, you know, if you're in the line to buy a smoker, check his out, because he has a very nice line of smokers right now. You know, they're very, very nice, very, very nice. And I can't say that I wouldn't like to have one, because I would. I really would. But, you know, they're really nice. You know, they're not cheaply made at all. They're heavy, heavy duty. And it seems like he's thought the process out and thought about them, you know, very well. So, but, you know, so.
Yeah, that's he definitely builds a quality product. There's no doubt about that. You know, if it's, you know, I met Myron several times before, you know, the Pitmaster thing, and he to me seems like, you know, I don't know this for a fact, but he seems like sort of a perfectionist. So, you know, I don't think he's going to let any shoddy thing, you know, piece of junk go out with his name on it. So,
oh, definitely not. You know, a lot of people think he's an asshole, but I mean, if you're the winningest man at barbecue, I got respect for it. If you want to be an asshole,
okay,
you be the asshole you want to be. You know,
yeah,
you know,
absolutely,
but. But, you know, he's really not that way. He's a really down-to-earth kind of guy. He's really not what justifies him, what you see. But, you know, that's what sells. That's what you got to remember. That's what sells in the barbecue world. So, but,
exactly.
You know, Hank Vaden, he's going to be rolling out with his new line of cookers coming out here later in the year. You can check those out at Cotton Patch Cooking Crew or Hank Number One Barbecue. You can check those out. Those will be coming out. Now, y'all just shot a Pitmaster's video. Isn't that right, Andy?
Yeah, we kind of threw something together. We decided we weren't going to cook any ribs or chicken or anything, so we did a barbecue libation.
Tell everybody what a barbecue libation is for the people that don't know what a barbecue libation is.
Basically, a libation is a crunk term for a drink, a cocktail, and we decided we were going to do a Bloody Mary, and we were going to trick it out a little bit. So we smoked some oysters, we smoked some celery, some limes, some lemons, you know, got some good char marks on them, made them all pretty, and some bacon-wrapped jalapenos and some pearl onions, some bacon pearl onions on the skewer, and those things were the best things that we had. The Bloody Mary, we homemade the Bloody Mary mix and everything with tomato juice and Tabasco and olive juice and all that good stuff. And we actually smoked some water. The night before we got out there and fired up the pit and put some hickory smoke in there and smoked a bowl of water. And then the next morning we got up, or that evening before we went to bed, we stuck them in the freezer and made some ice cubes out of it. And just the flavor of it was pretty cool. I mean, you know, it was kind of a faint smoky taste, but you could still tell it was there. You know, it wasn't a liquid smoke type of taste, but it was a faint little hickory taste. So it was fun. And Randy and I are pretty easy to get along with, you know, each other. We did our video on one take, and I had no idea really what he was going to talk about, and I just kind of follow along. I'm kind of the Abbott to his Costello, I guess, or vice versa, and it just, you know, it just kind of fell in, and we kind of hit it off, and it turned out to be a pretty good video.
I don't think I'll ever be able to say put the lime in the coconut and whatever that song is now. Now it's a lime in the bacon.
Lime in the bacon, yeah, absolutely, you know. and we didn't rehearse any of that. We didn't talk about any of that, you know. So that just comes out of our mouths, you know. That's our, you know, kind of like you guys. That's how we are every day, and you know, we're serious about our cooking, but we have a good time too. And I think that's you gotta enjoy what you're doing, or it's gonna get old.
Yeah, you know, that's, you know, we shot our Pitmaster video too. You know, I don't know if we'll get on the show, but hey, at least it brings more popularity to the radio show, brings more popularity to Lulu's Barbecue. You know, it brings everybody kind of in, lets them kind of see how we are. And that's how we are on a day-to-day basis. You know, some people, I had one person tell me that, you know, what was you thinking? I was thinking, hey, that's me. That's what we do every day. That's how we act. You know, that's
exactly
what you get.
You know, and
everybody else loves it. You know,
yeah.
if you have fun with it, and you know, that's like some people said that, you know, well, we're going to edit ours, and you know, the person I talked to, because he was making fun of me, he said, well, I'm going to edit mine. I said that was one take, first time, no editing, no nothing.
Yep.
I said that's just how we are. I said we didn't rehearse nothing, we didn't do anything.
Right.
All we did was get up in front of the camera, start off talking, and I about died laughing when I come back and watch the video and watch my brother in the background, all the stuff that he did. I had no idea what he was doing. You know, that's how we are every day, and that's why people come and see us, because they like to enjoy our sense of humor. So
absolutely. You know, if you can show that you love what you're doing, it's going to show to your customers. It's going to show to the people around you, and you know, and that's the way I look at it. You know, Randy and I, you know, like I said, we're serious about it, but man, we're there to have a good time, you know, and you know, when it's time to put the meat in the box, we're completely different, but we're still, you know, we still set up with each other, you know. I mean, I have a hard time keeping up with him sometimes, because he's always gigging me on something, you know, and I always usually have to just kind of shake my head and say, okay, you know. But yeah, it's definitely a good thing, you know. I like to see everybody's video. I've watched a few already that have been out on the interwebs. I've seen a couple of good ones. I've seen some that, you know, it's kind of like paint drying. So, you know, I mean, and it is what it is. And not everybody has the charisma and, you know, to do, you know, TV and cook at the same time. You know, not everybody's a Guy Fieri or a
Andy,
you know,
hold on one second. You just keep talking. I got to take his phone call. Keep talking.
Okay. But, you know, I mean, it's definitely an experience every time you go out. You know, I mean, you got to keep it fun. You got to keep it real. And, you know, if it's and when it gets old, then, you know, it gets old and you don't want to go travel anymore. You don't want to go do. And you, it's almost like it becomes a job, you know, where you hate your job and you don't want to get out of bed in the morning. But that's not the case with us. You know, we party and we have a good time and you know, but we do know what we're doing. So,
you got to have a good time. You definitely have to have a good time. And, you know, your personality shows in your food and what you do. And I think
absolutely.
That's what, you know, really changes between us and who we are, because, you know, it don't really bother us if you think we're crazy or stupid. That's just how we are, you know.
Exactly.
But, you know, it's just kind of what I'm saying. That's who makes us who we are, and we do what we do, and you do what you do, and that's pretty much everything. And I probably made a couple people mad, but, you know. I did talk about Randy just a little bit, but I thought it was funny, and he thought it was funny, and I told him why I was doing it before I did it. But, you know, there's probably going to be a couple other people that got mad from the video, but it'll be okay. It'll be okay, I promise.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing about barbecue cookers, too, is, you know, you got to have thick skin. You got to be able to take the criticism from, you know, you know, it's like Randy always says, it's not a pretty baby contest. You know, your best friends, your friends are always going to tell you your baby's pretty. But, you know, you get down there with the judges and you get a comment card that says, you know, this is terrible. You know, you're going to have to deal with it. You're going to have thick skin and figure out why, what you did, and make it better next time.
That's exactly right. Well, I got a caller online. Actually, I got a couple callers online tonight. Let's get to this first one here. And let me find his theme song real quick.
Uh-oh. Somebody got a theme song.
Cowboy. Cowboy.
Well, I'm packing picking up my game and I'ma head out west. Where real women come equipped with scripts and fake breasts. Find a nest in the hills, chill like Flint. Buy an old drop top, find a spot to piss. And I'm a kid, rock it up and down your block. Go with a bottle of scotch and watch lots of crotch. Buy a yacht with a flag saying chillin' the most. Then rock that bitch up and down the coast. Give a toast.
What is happening now? We got Pitmaster Robert Sierra in the house. How are we doing, Pitmaster?
You threw me off right there with that theme song. I thought you had some special guest coming on. I'm doing good, Cody. How are you doing?
I'm doing real good. I'm doing real good.
That's good. You know, Robert, that theme song. I was like, man, I wonder who's coming on. That's going to be good.
You got that 20-gallon hat out there, don't you? Is that what they
call
it?
He says he don't wear a big hat. He says he's just a small guy. That's what he told me last time.
He got a little head. It's not a big hat. It's a little head.
That's what it is. The hat looks big on me, you know. I need to eat to look normal.
What is happening down in Texas tonight?
Well, we're taking it easy with this nice, sunny, warm weather we got going on over here. Yesterday was like 28 degrees. Today was like 70 degrees. It's just crazy down here.
It's 70 degrees down there? You got to be joking.
Well, it's cooled down now. It's probably about 68.
Oh, I'm envious because it was sleeting and snowing last night when we were shooting that Pitmaster video. It was about 20 degrees. It was sleeting, ice on the ground. It just barely left here. It's been about 30 degrees. I'm going to say about 35 today.
Man, we ain't got no snow over here. I doubt we ever see snow. The only snow we'll see is when we go to the Shave Ice trailer.
Oh, man. I love me some Shave Ice. What's your favorite flavor?
I like to keep it simple, man. I just like to give me like a strawberry one.
That's the way I am, too. I like a little strawberry action, you know. Just I like the fruity flavors. I don't get in too much in the root beer, the Bahama Mamas or whatever they call them, all that fruity stuff. What you drink, Andy?
I like a cherry and a grape mix, kind of half and half, kind of do it, you know, one side cherry and one side grape, and then you can move your straw back and forth and kind of get a little bit of whatever flavor you want.
See, I knew there was something wrong with you. I knew there was something wrong with you.
Yeah, well, at least it's not like that pickle flavor they got.
Yeah, that doesn't sound good at all.
They got a pickle flavor down there in Texas, a pickle flavor.
Yes, they do, Now you can suck a pickle through a straw, I guess.
Yeah, I ain't never had it. Is that like a pickle shooter or, is a pickle shot or something? Somebody was talking about those.
No, as far as I know, just a regular shaved ice with pickle flavor, some kind of syrup that's pickle, I guess. I guess it's all ground up pickle for all.
Well, they say drinking pickle juice is good for you. I like pickle juice. I like pickles. I don't know if I want it on my shaved ice or not, though.
Unless you have some gin with it. If you put some gin in there with it, it might not be too bad.
Yeah, it might not be too bad with some gin or some moonshine. How about some moonshine, Tim Seal? Where you at, Tim Seal? I know you're in the chat room. I know you're listening. Why don't you tell everybody about that moonshine you had the other night? I think you halfway killed him almost. He'll be posting up in the chat room here, Matt.
I tell you what, that old moonshine will get you.
He said, I need some more. 93 proof right now. That's what we got, some 93 proof. And it is some strong stuff. Never had anything like it in my life.
Just burns your lips when you put it up to your mouth, doesn't it?
Oh, it does. It burns your tongue. I got a video of the other night when I started the fire in the charcoal smoker that we was cooking on last night. I was blowing it out of my mouth and it was hitting the fire and the flames were coming up taller than the smoker was. That's what it tells you, it's potent right there.
Yeah. No doubt.
Where's that coming out of Arkansas?
Say what?
Where did that come from? Arkansas?
Yeah,
no,
you get
not
Arkansas shine.
Tennessee, baby. Tennessee
shine.
Gotta get over in the hills. Gotta get in the hill country. What's some good barbecue news going down there? You got any good barbecue news? We're on a little bit on the libation issue right now.
Yeah, we got, well, you know, ourselves on barbecue news for us. You know, we're glad that we made the final eight and the Tyson's best wings on the planet. So we're getting ready to go up on a nationwide online voting to see who has the best wing on the planet. So we're excited about that, you know. So
how does that work, Ernest? Are they going to have your recipe up?
It's been my Sierra.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, man.
Pitmaster Sierra.
Excuse oh, look
me.
At it.
It was Ernest you called me. If it was somebody else, I might have went off on you. But
I'm sorry, sir. I apologize. This is my mistake.
It's all right, Randy.
So are they gonna have your recipe on there so you can see what's in it to determine the best wings on the planet, or are they just going to have your name, or how does that work?
Well, they're just going to have my name. That's all they need. It's pretty much a shoe-in, you know. But
Here it comes. That's what I'm talking about. Let's just go ahead and play him a song. Let's just play him a song.
Time after time, I've done my sentence, but committed no crime.
We'll just play you the world championship song right there, son. Just get it over with.
Yeah, no, they'll put a description of the wing, you know, like, you know, how everyone, you know, there's eight of us, and they all going to have their description of what their wing is, what flavor profile, if it's sweet, hot, mild, or fried, grilled, whatever. And they'll have a picture of the wing, and then people go online and they'll go to the website on Facebook and they'll vote on their wing that they like the best. And then whoever wins will be named best wings on the planet for Tyson Wings.
Now, do you win anything out of that? Or do you get to put like on a package of wings on Tyson? What do you get out of it, if you don't mind me asking? I just want to know what you get out of it. Do you get to like, I want to know if I'm going to see your picture like on a bag of Tyson Wings in the freezer or something down here.
Well, if they do that, you see half of me on one side, probably the other half on the back. You know, the package is pretty small. the top five winners will win some money. And then the first place winner, Tyson's going to bag their wing, and you'll be able to go into your supermarket or wherever that you can buy those wings. And they'll have your logo or your team name and with your the wing name. So, you had to put your name out there on the bag. You know, you'll be walking in the freezer section, and you might see my face right there.
Uh-oh, I get to see his face. Now, how's the voting going to go? How are they going to do the voting?
Well, as far as the voting, we're not sure on that yet exactly, but it's going to be online voting. You'll be going to the Tyson website, which is Club Tyson. And on Facebook, you'll find them on Facebook, Club Tyson. And then I don't know how they're going to have it set up on there yet, but they'll have all the eight profile of the wings on there. And I guess you choose the one that you like. You get to read everything, you know, about everybody or whatever's wing, and then you pick the one that you want. But hopefully all the callers are just going to see ours and vote on that one right quick.
Yeah, I think what you'll have to do, we entered a contest. It was called a tailgating contest. It wasn't what you're doing, but it was kind of like the same scenario on Facebook, to where they take the picture and they take who you are and what you put about it, and they put it up there. And then the people, like your friends, have to like that picture. So if you're listening and you want to vote for Robert Pitmaster Sierra for the best wings on the planet, you have to get on that link and actually like that picture. And like, if he puts it up on his link, don't like the link that he posted, go to the link and find the picture and click on that, so that way he gets the votes for those.
That is correct. That is correct. And I do appreciate you that saying that there, Cody. Because, yeah, we're going to need all the help we can get. You know, there's going to be some good wings out there. And it's going to come down to whoever has the best wing, you know, enticing wing. You know, I think we got a pretty good wing, something that, you know, people like. So, hopefully, you know, we'll be right up there somewhere on top. Hopefully we win.
Hopefully you will win, so I can taste these wings sometime. Maybe I don't know. We'll just see what happens. What do you think, Andy?
Yeah, that sounds awesome. You know, I cooked in the Sam's thing last year. I opted not to do wings. I'm just it's something that I don't have a whole lot of experience with. I've done some, you know, just kicking around the house, but you know, I didn't think that I could compete, you know, with some of the folks that were out there that do it a lot, you know. So I opted out, but sounds like a pretty good deal. Hey, Robert, do you know if they're gonna do it again this year at the Sam's Club?
You know, I'm not for sure. I didn't notice it, but I'm sure they will. I mean, I'm sure they're going to do it again. But if they don't, I'm okay if they run ours for all the rest of the years.
Yeah, I hear you. So did you get in a Sam's Club event?
Yes, we got in the Sam's Club, and we're the only wing coming out of Texas. I know they got a Diva Q out of Canada. I know Pigskin, and they got like a few more teams I can't remember, but we won in the Austin event, the event, and then when we went to the regional in St. Charles, we came in second. We were like 200th of a point from being in first again, so we almost took first twice, and
wow.
But I was real proud about that, so hopefully now, you know, with the online voting, you know, we can take it to the top.
That's right. That's awesome. And that's going to – and that time frame on that is yet to be determined, right?
Correct. Yeah. It's going to happen pretty soon. It's going to happen pretty soon because they're going to announce it. The winner – they'll know the winner. It'll be announced during halftime of the Super Bowl. Now, I don't think it'll be announced on TV during the Super Bowl, but I think they'll announce it on their page during the Super Bowl.
Wow. That's a pretty big deal.
Yeah, I think so. I wish it'd be better if they say, come to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, no doubt.
Save me a seat.
Yeah, exactly. I'd be happy with that. They say, you know, we want all the finalists to come to New Orleans, you know. I'm down for that.
Nosebleed say. I don't care if it's nosebleed say. It don't even matter.
That's right. It don't matter. It's the Super Bowl, you know.
Yeah, but you just need a halftime entertainment. So.
That's right. I just need halftime entertainment. That's all I need.
There you go.
Maybe I'll let us do a little tailgating outside. I think that should be the kicker right there. Do a little tailgating outside.
Yeah, so a lot of them messing their wings.
Yeah.
So, hey Robert, are you going to a Sam's event this year?
No, we didn't get in time. By the time I got in to do the voting, get online, we're going to try for in Fort Worth at Westwood Village.
Yeah.
And I got on about 5 after, and it was perfect. It was already full, you know, had the team list full, and then they're waiting on the confirmations.
Yeah.
So I was going to try to Baton Rouge, and I was like, nah, I just wait. You know, I was hoping I can get in, but it went a lot faster this year than the last 2 years,
yeah.
Actually.
Yeah, dude, I've cooked in both spots. 2 years ago, I cooked in Baton Rouge, and then last year I cooked at that Westwood, Texas, or Fort Worth there. And both of them are good spots, so, you know, I mean The Baton Rouge is still open, I think. I looked at it the other day. I don't know. I didn't look today, so it may have filled up today. But you know, there's plenty of spots still open.
Yeah, I could probably go way out west or way out east, but I don't know if I want to do that right now. I thought about going to Albuquerque, you know, but I ain't checked it in the last few days, see what it's open. But I know Region 2 filled up pretty quick. I remember Kansas City. St. Charles, they filled up like in 2-3 minutes. It was already full. And then that other one up there somewhere in Kansas City, I think it was filled up quick.
Yeah, they had Kansas City, St. Charles. Yeah, they lit up real quick. I know True Bud Barbecue is going to be at St. Charles. He was on last week. If you are listening, if you want to catch some of the shows, some of the archive shows, go to www.lulusbarbecue.com. If you want to call in and be a part of the show tonight, anybody can call in and be a part of the show. It's 347-202-0263. It's 202-0263, which, Pitmaster, y'all was at St. Charles last year, wasn't you?
Yeah, that is correct. We were there at St. Charles for the regional.
Yeah, y'all bypassed me.
Yeah, yeah. We're supposed to stop at the big red trailer over there, the red sled, and you were just on the wrong. See, I was thinking like we were over here like in Houston when you just go around the loop and you're on the other side of town and you're there, but I didn't know, I didn't realize you were like 100 miles south of St. Louis.
Yeah.
I was a long way across there, plus my truck was acting up that weekend, man. So I was just like, we just need to get to St. Charles and park it. But I don't know, them hills made my truck use a little water or something, but so it was just,
yep,
it was just a trip.
Yeah, the hills would definitely do that to your vehicle. We had that. We was coming back to a competition and coming back through a bunch of hills and the thermostat got stuck on the truck. Let me tell you, that's a night to remember, getting home at 3 o'clock in the morning. That's something you definitely don't want to be in a situation of.
Yeah, no, you sure don't. But, yeah, we're looking forward. I mean, the whole trip, I mean, we're more excited about coming to Lulu's Barbecue than going to the regional itself. You know, we're like, the regional just icing on the cake, you know, for that trip. But it just didn't work out, but I'm sure it's going to be another day we make it out there, and we definitely want to come try them nachos. I know Gabe, he keeps telling me, you need to make them nachos. I was like, no, that's a Lulu special, you know. We can't
do that. I'll send y'all some sauce and cheese and pork and in a vacuum sealed pack so y'all can make some nachos. That sounds good. I might do that one day. Just for y'all, I might do that one day to put some sauce in a package, some pork and some cheese, and send it down there so y'all can have some nachos. I can't really put the nacho chips in there because they'd probably break them all if you vacuum seal them.
Yeah. Crumbled, huh? Yeah, that's not like the plan. I'm going to have to hold you to that.
I will. I'll get on that. Which I got some new sauce in today, Leave the Bone sauce, so I'll be getting some review on that. So I'll figure that out and get that out to everybody.
What
and then I got some
Leave the Bone?
Leave the Bone sauce. Let me make sure I got that name right, and I'm pretty sure I do, but it's called Leave the Bone. I think it's at leavethebone.com. Let me check in my truck. Yeah, just Leave the Bones. It's at www.justleavethebones.com.
Where's that from?
I don't want to say a name because I might get it wrong.
What state? Can you tell me what state?
Do what?
What state did it come from?
It comes from North Carolina. It's Smoking Scully sauce. Smoking Scully's barbecue.
Cool. You have to inform us on the review.
Yeah, I also got some new rub in. I got some new rub in the other day. The award-winning rub from the West Texas Pitmasters. I know y'all listening to me tonight. So
oh,
I got
man.
That rub in, too. A big brick of seasoning come in the other day, so I got to do some review on that. Let me tell you what, that's a brick of seasoning. 2 pounds. 2 pounds of seasoning right there. So I'm going to check that out and see how that is. Yeah, it's a big old package. Looks like they formed it to the package. I mean, it was just all fit down there. It was like a brick, which it was about 20 degrees, so it was almost frozen solid. Had to bring it in the house and let it dissolve just a little bit. But I will get that reviewed now and hopefully get that done. Well, Robert, I appreciate you coming on tonight. You can stay on the line with us. I got another guest I'm going to bring on. We got a Pork America tour, which is fixing to come on here in just a second. I know you talked to them, Robert Pitmaster Sierra, as I got to, and you got to talk to them about a couple places down in Texas to eat.
Yeah, sure did. I sure did. Yeah, I think I'll probably go on mute, do some few things, but I'll be listening for sure. And once again, Cody, I want to say thank you for letting me come on and talk about these wings. And hopefully once we know the exact the voting, the time, the links and everything, I'll get them to you somehow. Maybe you can put it out there for us again. I do appreciate it.
I appreciate it, my man. I like helping you Texas boys out. I like you Texas boys. I ain't been down there, but I'm going to be down there sometime. I'm coming down there, I promise you.
Yeah, you need to come on down one day. We go cook it up somewhere or do something. Maybe you can teach me something.
my woman has a big convention down at Fort Worth coming up sometime in July. So I don't know if I'll be able to make it down during that time frame or not, but I will do my best because July is pretty busy for me. So I will do my best to try to make it down there to San Marcos. So,
all right. That sounds like a plan. That sounds like a plan.
I appreciate it, Robert.
I appreciate you, Cody. You have a good one. Andy, you have a good one. Take care.
See you, Robert. Take care.
All right. Bye-bye.
What's going on, Andy Allen? I got to pause for a little a commercial here. Let's play this commercial, and then I will get back on the air.
All right, so what's with the everybody who plays gets a trophy nowadays? This one that's just showing up qualify you as a winner. Well, in the truck game, there's only one winner. Ford F-Series, America's number one brand of trucks for 35 years straight. 35 years. Ford F-150, Ford Super Duty. Game over, baby.
It's Truck Month, and right now, get $5,000 cash back on Ford Super Duty at your neighborhood Ford store. Best-selling trucks in Pittsburgh.
All right, a little Ford commercial there. Yeah, a little Ford commercial. Got to work that in.
We're getting uptown, man. We got commercials and stuff now.
Yeah, I don't usually do a whole lot of commercials, but, you know, I got to play that one, you know. Just kind of work that in there a little bit, you know.
Hey, you know, you were talking about going down to Texas. Hey, you know, I had a buddy of mine that lives in southwest Arkansas, and he's a big barbecue guy. And he left one Friday morning and drove to all the way out to El Paso and just went and stopped at every barbecue joint that he saw, you know, just on the side of the road. He went to some of the famous ones. He went to the Lockharts, and he went to, you know, some of the, you know, all those places out there, and he just kind of did a crawl, almost a tour is what he called it. But he would go in and he would talk to the owner, and he would say, hey, you know, yeah, I just want a bite of everything you got. You know, I don't want a whole plate. I don't want a whole plate of pulled pork. I just want a sample plate of everything. I'm willing to pay for it, you know. But he did that and went. It was gone for like I don't know. I think he went for like 4 days, and he would just go. You know, he would start at, you know, whatever time the barbecue joint opened, he was there, you know, at one, and then he would go down the road, you know, be it an hour, be it 2 hours, and catch another joint, you know. And he really learned a lot about Texas barbecue, and it was pretty good stories, you know, to hear him talk about it. So, but that's
you know, we got. Go ahead.
I said that's something you might keep in mind on your on a Texas tour. You know, you might could do a live remote, you know, from somewhere and do that. That would be kind of cool. So.
Yeah, we got to do that this weekend. We headed down to Memphis, Tennessee on our epic barbecue journey. People's always wanting to know where the best barbecue in Memphis, Tennessee is. You know, I've been going to Memphis since I was about 15 years old, as far as I can remember, eating barbecue down in Memphis. And, you know, I've had a lot of places, but we went down there. I was with my buddy Chris Chadwick off the Chris Chadwick Show from Sunday night. You can listen to him at 6 p.m. And we had Shane Greer off Two Sauce to Pork. Hold on 1 second. Hank Baden sent me a message. Yeah, it's Hank Baden. Let's see what he says. He said, what's the damn topic tonight, Hank? Well, hold on, Hank.
There ain't no topic.
That's right. There ain't no topics now. We're flying by Sierra Pants. We got wings. We ain't drinking Red Bull, I can tell you that one. But
we're talking about barbecue.
That's right. We're talking barbecue. But we got to go down to Memphis, Tennessee. We hit seven spots down there. We hit the Memphis Barbecue Company. We hit the Barbecue Shop. We hit the Cozy Corner. We hit Central's Barbecue on Central. We went to Randy's Rib Shop, Rib Shack. I don't know. I can't remember what the name of it is. Let me look it up on Facebook real quick so I can give you all accurate about what places I went.
There's a lot of barbecue joints in Memphis, and, you know, some of them are more commercialized than others. And, you know, not saying that they don't have good barbecue, but it's just not the same as a Rib Shack or as Melissa's place where, you know, I got a buddy of mine that used to be, you know, he was religious. He, I mean, he cooked probably, you know, 30 cooks a year out on the circuit, and he got an opportunity to open his own restaurant, and he said to me, he said, Andy, he said, I'm going to cook the same way as I would if I'm out, at, out, you know, sitting outside, you know, at a contest. He said, I'm going to cook that same way, and I think, I don't, and he's been open for about 3 years, and I don't think he has not sold out a day since he's been open. You know,
yeah,
cooking,
I mean,
the cooking the competition-style barbecue is just so much different, and people don't realize that. You know, it's different than your commercial
it, it
guys.
Is a
you
really,
know,
it is a lot different than commercial barbecue. It really is. And once you've had competition barbecue or your own barbecue to where you feel it's just the best, where it's a little bit elite, it's a little bit different than a restaurant barbecue. We went to Payne's. We went to Payne's Barbecue. We went to the barbecue shop. I just lost my screen. Let me pull it back up. We went to the Cozy Corner is where we went. We went to, let me see here. We went to Central on Central, which everybody said if you're going to Central, go to Central on Central. We went to Jack's Barbecue Rib Shack. We went to the Commissary, and I know there's one more that I'm leaving out. We hit about seven spots. But, you know, and the thing is about all these places is everybody was different. Nothing was the same.
Yeah.
And nothing was equal. Everybody had their own profiles. You know, just in the town, every stop was probably about 20 minutes away from each other. But everything was different in each place. And, you know, some of them I liked and some of them I didn't like. You know, it's just kind of my forte. But the one thing I say about Memphis, Tennessee is the people stand behind their products of what location they like to eat barbecue at. Because everywhere we went, they always said, this is the best place. This is the best place to get barbecue right here. This is it.
Yep.
And, you know, from the customers to the owners to the pit masters, we talked to all of them, and everybody was phenomenal. You know, this hospitality was overwhelming at all these places. But if you have to eat barbecue in Memphis, Tennessee, from all the places I've ate since I've been 15 years old, and you want ribs, go to the barbecue shop or Memphis Barbecue Company. That's the best barbecue out of those two places right there. That's the best two places I have found in Memphis to eat barbecue. And I know there's a lot of people that's going to disclaim me out there and say, well, you haven't ate this or you haven't ate that or you need to go to this place. I'm telling you, I've ate almost every place in Memphis. There's about five or six of them that I haven't ate, and there's like 100 places in Memphis to eat barbecue. And there's even roadside stands. I ate some roadside stands. There's a couple that I'm going to try next time I go back to Memphis. There was Quincy's. He was a roadside stand. There was Pop's. He's a roadside stand. And, you know, I'm going to go back and try those. But, you know, the two places I found that all the way around, good places to eat, good atmosphere, great food, that was the barbecue shop and the Memphis Barbecue Company. Melissa Cookson, you know, she loves her place. She puts love in her product. And, you know, she come out and talk to me for about 30 minutes, and that's the same way with the barbecue shop people. The guy's name's Frank. The pitmaster's name's CJ. They come out and talk to us. You know, and that's the people, when they put love into the product, you can tell the difference. You can taste it.
Oh, absolutely.
You can feel it. They care, and they want you to be there. And, you know, that's the two places I'm recommending to you. So if you go to Memphis, Tennessee, look up those two spots. I promise you will not be disappointed.
Well, you know, not only that, too, Cody, but, you know, the owners were there. The people that owned the place were actually there. You know, it wasn't some manager that was just running the place. You know, it wasn't some you know, teenage boy that's back there flipping ribs. You know, I mean, it's the, you know, the pit master was there, the owner was there, and that means a lot. You know, to you know, that shows that they care and that they're putting everything that they've got into it. You know.
You know,
and,
that's exactly right. You know, when we was at Memphis Barbecue Company, we got the salmon, we got the pitmaster's platter, which was ribs, brisket, pork. You could pick turkey, or you pick like five different things. We got collard greens, and I got grits, and we had some bacon wrapped shrimp. And you know, all of it was wonderful. I mean, you know, there's not a lot of places I go to where I say, well, I can eat this, but I didn't really like that. And, you know, everything we had there was just, you know, and the service, you know, and those two places, the service was, you know, outrageous. You know, it really was. You know, they was there every, like, 2 minutes. How's everything? How's this? Do you need some more to drink? Can I get you something? And that's what you're looking for when you go in a restaurant. Because I'm a big food critic. No matter if I go to a fast food place, Chick-fil-A, I have a buddy that runs his Chick-fil-A. He is a manager, and he runs a top-notch Chick-fil-A to where by the time you order, they already have your food to you. They're asking for refills. They're coming to get your empty trash off your table. They're asking if you need anything else. I mean, you can't get anything better than that. And, you know, I went to another one at a different location, and when I got there, you know, the guy that was taking our order, he wasn't that responsive. I had to come pick up my food. I had to go get my glass refilled, and I left the trash sitting on the table. So that's what I'm saying. When you take pride in your business, it really shows to people, and that's what they want, and that's what makes them come back.
Right.
Well, you know, and too, and your good service, I'm sure it wasn't just for you guys either. I mean, I'm sure it was the whole place. You know, I mean, and
you know that is.
That, you know, just because you got somebody special in the house, you know. It doesn't matter. They treat everybody the same, you know. And that's something that I've met Melissa a couple times. I haven't really had much of a conversation. Just kind of shook her hand and told her I was. But I could just tell by the way she handles herself. You know, she runs a top notch joint. So you know, and it's paid off well for her.
Yeah, you know, that's the thing. A lot of people, you know, they don't really. You know, and that's what I was talking about Myron earlier. People don't really see the personalities of these people. They say, well, you know, she's a butthole or he's a butthole or this and that. You know, Melissa's not like that either, you know. She's come out and talked to us. We had 30-minute conversations. It's the first time I met her, you know, and I told her, I said, you know, Chris Chadwick's daughter, which is on Sunday night, I said, she's envious of you. I said, like, you are her number one idol. She is a barbecue freak, and, you know, she just worships the ground you walk on. I said, I just feel bad sitting in front of you. I said, can you just make a phone call to her and talk to her for a minute? She's like, sure. She invited her to come out and cook, you know, come to the restaurant, teach her how to cook, you know, different things like that. And, I told him, I said she was serious. I said, she wasn't BSing you, you know.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people will tell you that just to kind of get on your good side. I said, but she wasn't BSing you. I said, that's exactly what she was going to do. And I said, you take her over. I said, that's exactly what she's going to get.
Yep, that's awesome. Hell, I wish I could do that.
Yeah, that ain't no lie right there.
Next time you go there, see if she'll call me, Cody.
Hey, when me and my woman left, she said, did you see that rock on her finger? Did you see how big that ring was? I said, yeah, I said, that's our world championship ring. She said, no, that was on the other finger. Did you see the other one? I said, no. I said, that's her world championship ring, too. And she said, really? And I said, yeah. I said, she already had one world championship ring. I said, she won a conventional world championship ring, so she got that big old rock on her finger. So that was the one thing she noticed out of the whole thing. But we have Tyler with Pork America that has traveled across the United States. We kind of did a little bit in Memphis, but he's actually traveled all around America, and he's fixed to come on with us. So we're going to bring him on to the show. How's it going tonight, Tyler? I know that's what you was singing all around this tour. Train, take me out of this town, because you was in all kinds of places. How many days was you actually on the road there, Tyler?
We were on the road 15 days.
15 days on that barbecue journey. How awesome is that, Andy?
6,000
miles. What about that, Andy?
Wow, that's a ton.
How would you like to go on that tour right there?
I tell you what, I'd probably be tired of eating by the time I got finished. Not just barbecue, just eating. Period.
Oh yeah,
that ain't no joke. I have to say, I was kind of full from eating 7 different places down there in Memphis, and everybody was like, "Aren't y'all stuffed yet?" And I was like, "A little bit, but hey, we gotta keep going." You know, I wouldn't have thought about it, but it takes a lot of time to go through about 7 places. It took us from about 11 to about 5 o'clock to go through about 7 places. So I can only imagine how long it took you on that 16-day journey.
Yeah, it was pretty incredible. You ate, and it would have been a lot quicker if we ate and left. but you know barbecue people are kind, and they want to tell you their story, and they want to tell you your history. Yeah, and it was incredible, and that's what we wanted to see. But we didn't expect each stop to be 2.5-3 hours. You know, these people are running a business, and they've got to run that business, and yet they said, hey, you know what, we'll take half an afternoon and talk with you, which was incredible.
And, that, you know, that's why I said, because I had Chris Chadwick with me, and I posted up on Facebook. I said, if we can get Chris Chadwick to quit bumping his gums, maybe we can eat some barbecue. Because everywhere we went, I mean, we was talking to owners. We was talking to, you know, the pit masters. And, you know, it is a lot. It's a really a lot to take in from the locations, the food, the people. And, you know, that's a kind of an aspect. Let all my listeners know, this is Pork America Tour. This is Tyler. Tell them a little bit about your location, where you're from, and how all this got started.
Okay, so I'm from Whitewater, Wisconsin, and I started a fine dining restaurant a year ago. And A, I wanted a vacation. B, I wanted I love my restaurant. It's going very well. But it's not for the average Joe every day of the week. And I wanted something that I could feed the average Joe after he gets done with work. I'm a farm boy, so I wanted something that you can show up in your overalls in. And so that's what made me start thinking of a second restaurant concept. And so I thought, you know what, I'm gonna think of something, and barbecue just seemed to fit. You know, I'm a farm boy, and that's just that good-natured kind of business that I wanted to be a part of. So I said, you know what, before I'm going to decide if I'm really going to do that, I'm going to go figure out what the difference is, because in Wisconsin we have one type of barbecue, you know, and that's barbecue sandwiches with Sweet Baby Ray's sauce on it. I mean, that's just it, you know. And I thought, I need to go get myself a quick education. And I convinced two of my employees. I said, hey, you know, we're going to maybe open this up. You want to come along and ride and live out of a van for the next couple of days and go eat barbecue.
So y'all started out as I heard a couple of days there. Did you hear it, Randy? I heard a couple of days.
Yeah. Yeah.
how did that couple of days turn out into 16 days?
Well, there's a lot of the country to cover. I didn't realize when we started planning, we didn't know what the difference was. You know, we're amateurs. I can make you homemade pasta, you know, and all that easy. But what's the difference between barbecue in North Carolina? When we first made our itinerary, we didn't even have North Carolina on the map, which is mind-blowing now, because we realize so much of what barbecue is came from that area, supposedly. So there's big debate over who came up with barbecue in this country or who started barbecue. So we had to get on there. And so we just kept adding places, and that was the problem.
So on average, did you hit what, three places a day, four places a day? What was your trip like?
It went back and forth, because I started writing them down, and we recorded everything on a little recorder because we were going back to back to back, and so we didn't do a very good job of writing notes, and so I haven't even written down all of them. But we ended up somewhere around 36 or 37 different stops, which isn't that many.
Wow.
I know
exactly what you're talking about the notes, because when we started going down to Memphis and I started taking notes, it kind of went out the window about the first stop. We just started shooting videos.
Yeah,
it's a lot to write. It really is a lot to write.
And so we started taking those notes, and we're going to go back now. We started a blog, porkamerica.com, and we've got the first couple restaurants on there, and so we're going to go back and listen to our notes and then write about the rest of them. But we would do usually four or five a day, because we'd have maybe a day where we would travel and maybe we'd hit one spot, and then the next day we'd be in Kansas City, or we'd be in Austin, or we'd be in Memphis or St. Louis, and then we'd pack a whole bunch in, and then we'd drive to the next area.
Well, let's go by state. What was the first state that you stopped in?
North Carolina.
North Carolina. What was the barbecue restaurants that y'all stopped at there?
I know I'm missing one here, but our first one, we called, there's a barbecue society in North Carolina, and they have a barbecue trail, which is 25 restaurants. And I said, all right, we can do five. Give me the best five. And so they gave me what they said were the best five. And the first one, which was by far the best, just happened to be the furthest east, was Skylight. A guy by the name of Sam, he was just on Barbecue Pitmasters.
Right. He was just on Pitmasters.
Yep. And he came, and he was the first guy that actually also said, you know what, come back in my, come see the pits. You know, come try it right off the hog. And so that was Whole Hog. And that was just an incredible place to start, just this restaurant that offers one item and makes a living at it, and that's Whole Hogs with a vinegar, you know, apple cider vinegar on a bun, you know, or you can get just the meat. And so that was mind-blowing that somebody can have a business in a town of about 4,000 selling one product and do it for years.
So all he sold there, was barbecue sandwiches? Is that all he sold was barbecue sandwiches?
Yep, they would pull off, they did Whole Hogs, and so they would pull off the ribs, and they'd throw them in a little bag, and one or two lucky people would be able to grab some ribs. But they didn't really do ribs. Everything got turned into this incredible pulled pork, because it had just some parts that were really exposed to the smoke and different types of meat and areas of meat, so it was just an incredible combination.
So you say that was the number one spot you ate in North Carolina was Starlight.
That was the first one we ate at, and I would say the best. Now, it's funny because, again, you mentioned it. Everybody swears by their location, and they put the skin right in with the meat. And so you get these chunks of, these chunks of skin and some other textures in there. And so some people weren't a fan of that. But we loved that because we thought it added some unique flavors.
So what was the other place you ate there in North Carolina?
We went to Bee's Barbecue, which is a couple sisters, three sisters. They do a great job, and these are barbecue shacks. You know, when we talk about barbecue shacks, these are those locations. It's these old houses, and they're making barbecue, and they're not trying to do anything fancy or unique or new. They're just a shack that makes great barbecue, and that was neat. So we went to Bee's, we went to Grady's, and we went to Bill Ellis, and everybody was real kind and said, come on back in the kitchen and get a feel for it. So that was that was the eastern part of North Carolina.
Okay. So what did you find about... Did y'all go to, where else did y'all go in North Carolina?
So then we went out to Lexington, and that's where we found out. So on the east part of North Carolina, it's just a vinegar-based sauce. There's no ketchup. There's nothing red in it. It's just vinegar and your pulled pork. Then on the other, and it's Whole Hogs, so they do Whole Hogs. And then when we got to the other side of the state, they did shoulders, which is what we were used to back home, pork shoulders. But then they also added ketchup to the sauce. So most of it was an equal part vinegar, ketchup, water. And then, again, it was that just pulled pork. You're not looking at getting ribs. You're not looking at getting anything else. You're getting pulled pork, maybe, or they'll do a sliced shoulder. I mean, but it's you get what you get. And actually, our favorite location out there was Lexington number one. We went to Smiley's in Lexington one, and Lexington number one barbecue, they were just packed, and they just pump people in, and then they just take good care. Yeah, they have just incredible hospitality, but they've got like a car hop service, so people are always pulling up, and they're going out to the car and feeding them because there's just not enough room.
I've been out in Lexington. I've been by that place. It was very busy. I did not get to eat because I just did not have the time, but, you know, that, I have to say, what was your favorite between the two flavor profiles? You know, what did you find between the flavor profiles that you liked better over on the eastern side than you did on the western side?
I just like that you taste the meat. You know, there was nothing to cover it up. They call it dip rather than barbecue sauce. They call it barbecue dip. They could hide their shortcomings with the dip because you were getting other flavors. The east side of the state, you tasted this pork, and you tasted all of it. So every part of that hog, which meant some pieces had a little bit of dryness to them. Some of them had like a richer, meatier flavor, where some of it was less intense. So it was just neat because your mouth tasted meat, and it tasted all the different flavor profiles of that meat, because it was different parts of the hog.
What do you think about that, Andy? What do you think about that?
Yeah,
for places in the same state that have different profiles, you know?
I'll tell you what, you know, it sounds almost, you know, just like every state in the country, you know. I mean, everybody's got their own different things, and, you know, I mean, you get into Kansas City and versus some of the stuff you do, you know, you lean more towards the Memphis side, where, you know, the folks over, you know, anywhere probably west of you, you know, lean more towards the Kansas City side. You know, here in Arkansas, we kind of do the fusion of the Kansas City, the Memphis, the Texas all rolled into one. And, you know, or at least that's the way I like to cook anyway. You know, I mean, I'm sure you can find, you know, different opinions, but, man, you know, I think it's nationwide. There's different flavor profiles, you know, like we were talking earlier, just on your 7 stops in Memphis, everything was different, you know?
Correct. You know, just in that short time frame. Well, where'd you go next, Tyler? I want to know where you went next. Did you go down to Georgia, Annie?
We briefly hit Georgia here. We went to South Carolina. Scott, who was actually a friend of Sam Jones from our first stop, Scott, who competes in a lot of the restaurant's called Scott's, excuse me, from Hemingway, but and his first name's escaping me at the moment, but he added a lot of spice to his barbecue. So again, that was a whole hog, but it had a lot of kick to it. They put a lot of red pepper in it, which it was a good product. The gals that I was with loved it because they loved the heat and they were ready for something different. But for me, it was I was sweating and I didn't want to sweat. I wanted to try the different places. So, and then we went to Sweetman's, or Sweatman's, which had a mustard-based sauce, and so that was something we knew we had to try because we hadn't had anything mustard-based, and that was good. That one seems to be kind of a commercial location. You know, they pump a lot of visitors and traffic through it. It didn't seem to have that same welcome feeling, but it had a really unique location. You could tell it was maybe a little bit more of a tourist draw than a mom-and-pop kind of place.
Yeah, did you find that in a lot of places that it was kind of more of a tourist stop, kind of a commercialized thing, or did you find a lot more mom-and-pop places?
We found a lot more mom-and-pop places in North Carolina. As we got to Memphis, Kansas City, Austin, we noticed a lot more of that, which was all right. We skipped Rendezvous in Memphis. And somebody said, how could you skip them? And I said, because everybody's heard of them. You know, that's not what I want to do. I want to see the
You know, and that's the thing about Rendezvous. You know, everybody throws up Rendezvous. You got to go to Rendezvous. You got to go to Rendezvous. Everybody you talk to, you got to go to Rendezvous. I've been to Rendezvous. I don't care for the barbecue. I don't care for the ribs. The atmosphere is cool. I mean, that's basically, that's like going to a barbecue restaurant and saying your sides are great. But, you know, I just don't want to, you know. Yeah, this is my point of view. Where else did you go down in Memphis? What places did you hit down in Memphis?
Okay, so then we traveled to Savannah, we hit Walls, and then we hit Jim and Nick's in Atlanta, which I was impressed with them. I didn't think I would be walking in because that is a chain.
What place is that?
Jim and Nick's.
Jim and Nick's.
That's in Atlanta.
And that's in Atlanta, and they've got locations. They've got locations going all around that area and towards Nashville and stuff. So it's kind of a growing chain, and they're still doing wood and pits and stuff. So that was our first commercial location that we really, again, were very impressed with both the quality. They had a nice smoke ring on their ribs. They had a really good rib. Maybe it was because we were getting ribs finally, but. But they did a really nice job. We were really impressed. And they were, you know, it was tough because we saw a lot of commercialization. They were selling their sauces and their bun mix and everything. But they just, again, it was that, what are you doing here? Well, we're so glad you're here. How can we reach out to you, help you? What do you want to know? You know, did you want to talk to my manager? They're not available, but I can give somebody a call if you want. I mean, just this this attitude of service, and which makes a big difference. And then again, they have nice flavors to boot. So
I think that does make a big difference when you go into a place, and you know the hospitality and the service is really what sells you. You know, that's one of the biggest things right there when I go into places, because you just don't see that anymore in any businesses, hardly, to where, you know, you get waited on good, the service is great, the hospitality is great, people love being there, people love working there, you know, and that's the thing that you look for when you go into places.
Mm-hmm. And that was incredible. And that brought us, that was on our way to Nashville, actually, so we didn't spend much time in Georgia, just trying to get to Nashville. One stop in Nashville, Jack's Barbecue. And that's
okay, I never
staple.
Heard that one. You ever heard of that one, Andy?
Nope. I don't get out towards Nashville too often, though.
I haven't had any barbecue in Nashville. I have not had any barbecue in Nashville.
And I think there's a reason for that. You know, they're not necessarily known for barbecue, and so I don't think the first thing anybody's going to tell you is check that out, because we asked around and we said, where do we need to go? And it, you know, we were asking locals, and it took them a while to come up with a place or two. And so Jack's was the only one we heard more than once, and so we checked that out. And
what did you find out about that place? Did you like what they had?
I think they had a good atmosphere. And you talk about atmosphere, you know, I think people are used to coming there and eating barbecue and going up and down the street listening to music, and they're opening a third location up. But we weren't, and they've got a couple of unique sauces, but we weren't overly excited or impressed with anything there. Now, again, one of the things that a couple of the people mentioned is, hey, you know, even Sam, who said, this is amazing, he said, you know what, this is amazing, but understand you're dealing with meat, and the consistency is not always going to be perfect there. So give all these guys, you know, a chance here, because they can control the smoke, and they can control you know, the timing and the technique, but every once in a while you just get some meat that you cook it and you do everything right and it looks right, but it doesn't taste right. So we weren't impressed with Jack's, but, you know, that's not to say that wasn't, you know, just happened.
Not to say that it wasn't good, but, you know, you just didn't find it as compared to what you've had earlier in the other couple of days, correct?
Yep, absolutely. Then we went out to a place called Martin's in Nolensville, and that was that's also again a guy that got connected with a couple of the other folks. So when we asked Sam Jones and we asked you know, the folks at Grady's and Scott's, where else do we need to hit? And Martin's came up a couple of times, and it's a newer restaurant. It's a second location. You know, they shut down the first one and they grew to a bigger area. So they're expanding. They just expanded and maybe looking at expanding some more. And that was, again, it's kind of neat to see a new restaurant being built that has that same old pit mentality. So they had an actual pit, not a big stainless steel smoker, but a pit that they were putting, shoveling logs into and smoking their meat. And so that, A, had a good flavor profile. B, it was neat to see that they're using the older techniques. Everybody was to this point, but I didn't expect it with a new one because the old, you know, all the other ones we visited have been around forever.
Right.
And so we enjoyed their ribs. They had phenomenal ribs. And then we went out to Memphis and we hit just a couple places. We hit Central Barbecue on Central, like you just said. We went to Corky's partly because we wanted to see what they did because they built the name, too, and I thought
did
that was
did you go on the one on Poplar? Which Corky's did you go to?
Poplar sounds right.
That's their main headquarters right there, one of their stores right there. That's always the one I always ate at. You know, I've never really had any problems with Corky's. I mean, you know, they're, you know, for what it is, I haven't ate there in a very long time. But, you know, from what I had when I was younger, you know, I did enjoy it, so.
And we liked it. We liked we tasted, it was a really thick dry rub, and we enjoyed the paprika and some of the other stuff in there, I had to be careful because it felt like some of it got a little salty, but it was, again, that was a really good one. Cozy Corner, the personality out there. It sounds like you just went there too, and that's just got such a great personality and hospitality, but it's definitely different with the charcoal rather than the wood smoke. So
yeah, you know, the personality, we sit there and talk to the pit master, we talk to people who own it, we talk to the customers, and, you know, I mean, it's not a place a lot of people go because they're kind of intimidated because they feel it's in a bad part of town, which is kind of right there in downtown Memphis. But it's not really that bad of a location. But, you know, it is different. If you're out in Memphis and you want to try something different, you know, I do say go to the Cozy Corner and try it. You know, it is different. I just don't like sauce covered on everything in about 2 inches. You know, I don't know if that's what y'all got. We got some rib tips, and we got the famous corner shin. It was about 2 inches of sauce down the bottom of the plate, and, you know, the whole thing was covered. I don't know what you thought about it.
And that's interesting because we got the corner shin, and we got the bologna sandwich because we wanted something, you know, and we got – I don't remember what else we got, but those are the two I remember because they were different than what we had ate previously. And both of them didn't have a lot of barbecue sauce. And I don't know if we asked for them dry or maybe they gave them to us dry because they knew what we were doing. And so there wasn't any barbecue sauce really on either of them.
Well, see, that just goes to show you right there, you know, from two different perspectives right there in the same location we was just in within the last couple of days, you know. I got something different, he got something different. And the locals really enjoyed it. I just didn't really care for it. That's just my opinion, though, you know.
Mm-hmm. And it's funny because – go ahead.
No, you're fine. Go ahead.
It's interesting because the legends, you know, and I use that term loosely, but we – Dave Raymond from Sweet Baby Ray's and Sam Jones and a couple of the other folks we got connected with said they weren't huge fans of Memphis barbecue, and I could understand that a little bit because it wasn't anything spectacular or unique, but it was good. You know, I really enjoyed it, and they recommended – I got a lot of recommendations for Gus's Fried Chicken and some other places that weren't barbecue.
Oh, yeah, that place is awesome now. That ain't barbecue, but you should stop there. Gus's Fried Chicken is world famous. It's awesome stuff. I ain't going to lie.
So that was interesting to us, you know, that to hear that come from people – you know, who had been in the industry a while. Hey, maybe Memphis isn't the place. And then we stopped at Roadside. We just there's a place called Roadside Barbecue, which is in West Memphis, Arkansas.
Right.
And that was good. We really enjoyed that. And they offer again everything wet or dry. And so we had the pulled pork there, and that was really good. We had it dry without barbecue sauce, and it had a really good flavor profile, and we didn't. I don't think we put any barbecue sauce on it at all.
What did you think about Central Barbecue?
We got there as they were closing up, right at the end of the night, and, you know, it seemed like it was a little dry, but I understood that. You know, I understood that they probably made this brisket with the intention of serving it at 4 or 5, and we're getting there shortly before
close. So you got brisket down at Central?
Yeah, I'm trying to remember what we all got there. I remember we ate it. We had to grab it and go because they were closing at the time. And I remember saying, oh, this is too bad. This wasn't quite what we had hyped it up to be in our head. So that was also, you know, but
yeah,
again.
I was kind of the same way. We was there at like 11:30, 12 o'clock on the dot, and the barbecue was really, really dry. The ribs were cooked really well, but, you know, the barbecue was really, really dry. You know, they had three different sauces. We tried the sauces with them, so, but, you know, that's just my opinion of who I am and what I think barbecue should be. What do you think, Andy Allen?
Yeah, I think so, too. You know, I mean, it sounds to me like, you know, everybody's kind of got their own opinion of what barbecue should be, you know, and you know, some of those folks that are you know, lined up around the corner to eat it Central on Central, you know, they may like that barbecue like that. You know what I'm saying, Cody? And it's just, it's a difference of opinion, difference of where you are. And, you know, to me personally, I'm not a big fan of the dry stuff, but, you know, some folks, you know, either they don't know any better or they like it that way. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Where else did you go, Tyler? I know you was coming out of Memphis. I know you went down to Louisiana. I know you went down to Texas. Did you find anything good in Mississippi?
We didn't get out to Mississippi. We got to Louisiana. We had a mother's. They're famous for their ham, so we tried a little ham out there. It was good, but it was, you know, it was a quick stop, and then we went out to Austin. And again, Texas is, I think, where barbecue's at. Austin, Texas, and Lockhart seemed to be the best barbecue we had on the whole trip.
With Pitmaster Robert Sierra hooked you up with a few places down there in Texas. Did you stop at any of those down there?
Yeah, we went out to Franklin, and that's the spot where you get there at 9:30, or you get there at 9. We got there at 9:30. They open at 11, and we were in line from 9:30 to the time we got our food. It was a little after noon when we were able to get in, which is mind-blowing. But every day they've got a line, and we were there on a Monday or a Tuesday, so it wasn't like it was the weekend or anything. They just, every day they have a line, they make barbecue till they sell out, and they sell out.
Was it that good? Well, I mean, was it good enough to wait in line that long, you think?
It was.
Honest opinion. Give us your honest opinion.
Yeah, it was the best brisket we had, best sausage we had. The ribs, the pulled pork, the ribs and some of the other stuff wasn't that good. But their fatty brisket they melted every bit of fat out of that brisket. And so it was just incredibly tender, but it was just, you could just taste that fat and it just coated your mouth. So that was good. The sausage was good. And so we would say that is the best, but we were there right when it got done, and we got served it right when it came off the pit, you know. So I wouldn't wait in line on a regular basis. But if I have company in town, I'd say, hey, let's go check this out, you know.
All right, hold on 1 second.
I'm too sexy for my love. Too sexy for my love. Love going crazy.
I know who that is.
Hey, you know who that is, Bubba. I'm home, dude.
Oh, yeah?
Y'all been behaving? Has Andy, not done anything, like, obnoxious or said the F word?
Randy Hill is in the house.
Yeah, I'm hearing you guys talking about barbecue tonight, and I just got through eating a great steak, so... You're making me want to go put some barbecue sauce on something like my nipple. I'm not real sure.
Wow.
y'all are talking about the best barbecue joints. You know, that's like trying to pick out the prettiest woman in a beauty contest. You know, the thing I hear out of Texas consistently is their brisket. And the question I have is, outside of Texas, where's the best brisket you've ever eaten?
Tyler? Where's the best brisket in Texas?
Outside of Texas. See, that's tough.
Are you there?
I feel like I just stumped
the teacher.
He's thinking.
It's tough. I would say Martin's in Nolensville was our Tennessee was our next top pick for a brisket.
Well, because a lot of the places you went, Tyler, didn't really offer brisket, did they? I mean, you know, especially at North Carolina, all you had was pig.
Yep. North Carolina, South Carolina, we had pork. And then Memphis and Kansas City, we started getting some beef in there. But
we're coming down to the 20-minute mark. I'm going to have to cut you off here in a minute. But I know you had a sponsor that helped you along your journey, and I know that I wish the show was a little bit longer so we could talk just a little bit longer. But if you had to pick one place out of all the places you ate out of the United States on your Pork America journey, what would
you're
be that
me.
One place you would pick?
Oh, you're killing me here. Oh, man. Blacks in Lockhart. That's not true. Smitty's in Lockhart.
Smitty's in Lockhart?
Yeah.
And that's all things considered. That's service and hospitality and food and taste and everything, right?
You know, yes, but it's, you got on, it was experience, you know, and I think the service wasn't the kindness of service or the quality of service, but I think it was the most unique experience. You walked into this building that just, you the fire kissed your legs as you walked by, you know, I mean, it was just, it was the neatest location, mainly because of its simplicity and its age. And then Sam Jones, our first stop would have been second, but
yeah.
So
that's awesome.
And then Sweet Baby Ray, I gotta thank Dave Raymond from Sweet Baby Ray's real quick, because he was kind enough to drive us all through Chicago and give us advice the whole trip. He was, you know, he found out what we were doing and gave us feedback the whole time. And so
did he tell you what an aquarium was?
No.
Which if you was at the Cozy Corner, you got to see what an aquarium was. That's what type of grill they or smoker they cooked on, was an aquarium that sat right inside the door to the left when you walked in.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I remember.
Which is only the second one I've ever seen.
Well, the one thing you put, you bring up a good point about when you eat barbecue. One of the things that's interesting is not just the food, it's the experience. You know, I don't think you have good barbecue at a place that has tablecloths. You know, I don't think you have good barbecue at a place that's like, you know, fufu. It needs to be like the little block building out behind the shack behind the house that has some mystique to it. And that's what makes barbecue good, in my opinion.
Yeah, you want to. The scariest place and the most unique, not, I shouldn't say scariest, and if he's listening, I'm dead, but Scott's and Hemingway, I mean, it was, everything was held up with duct tape, and people just coming in and getting barbecue. And, you know, you walked out back, and I actually thought he was taking me to, they had hogs at one time that they raised, and I thought that's where he was taking me because it looked dirty like a barn in a hog pen out back. But it was actually all their
squid like a bee. Squid like a bee.
and so I was blown away, but I kept eating it because it was delicious. So,
we can go ahead.
And then you know, again, go to Texas, try and go to Kansas. Oklahoma Joe's was a lot of fun. I wish I could say them all, but it was a blast. So.
So in Kansas City, you say go to Oklahoma Joe's. So if there's any Kansas City listeners out there, Oklahoma Joe's is your pick for Kansas City?
Oklahoma Joe's is my pick for Kansas City.
Well, brother, I appreciate you coming on, and maybe we can get you on after you get everything done about all this. I'd like to bring you back on. I don't feel like we got enough information out there about everything. Where can they find all the information out about your journey that you have?
PorkAmerica.com or go to Facebook, Pork America Tour. We ended up picking up a stray dog on the trip, so you got to go
Memphis.
Read about the stray dog. Yep.
I forgot about Memphis.
So you got to read about that, and don't bring two girls on a trip when you need to eat a lot of barbecue. So you can find out more at PorkAmerica.com. So.
I appreciate you coming on. Go ahead, Randy.
My silence speaks volumes on that.
Well, I appreciate you coming on, Tyler, and maybe we can have you back on after you kind of get everything rounded back up about everything, all the places you went. And I appreciate you calling in tonight and sharing your Pork America tour with all the listeners tonight. I know there's a lot of people wanting to know all the different flavors and all the different types and, you know, some of the best places in each state, and that's always a big inquiry in the barbecue world.
So we'll get a little bit more information out of there, but thank you so much. It was our pleasure.
Appreciate it, buddy. Thank you.
All right, take it. Bye-bye.
What y'all think about that, guys?
I think that's pretty sweet. It sounds like something I might want to do.
Yeah, I know. It sounds like I'm going to go on an epic barbecue journey across America and find some of the – but there's so many places. There are so many places across the United States that sells barbecue that, you know, that has not even been discovered yet. That's what's crazy. I mean, there's so many places. Go ahead.
I was going to say, my interpretation with two girls with me and Pork America
is a little bit
different.
I told you I kept my mouth shut. You told me to be
Yeah, I knew
about
you did. He was being good. But, you know, when I go to places, I'm looking for a hole in the walls. I'm looking for the places that nobody goes. That's what I'm looking. I don't ever knock off the roadside stand. As soon as we got into Memphis that night, first thing I saw, roadside stand. I had to make a big U-turn in the middle of the road, come back and drive. Yep. You know,
hey,
I just had to. Because I'll never knock nobody off for barbecue. Go ahead, Ray.
Hey, you got the Blackbird barbecue on air tonight from them Texas boys down there?
The Blackbird? I got the Blackbird. Hold on a second. We're bringing the Blackbird on. You ready, Blackbird?
You better bring him on.
A lot of things a country boy learns in life, how to shoot a gun and how to use a knife. But when I pulled into Hershey, PA, I took my guitar up on the big stage. That night, I the best I could. Me and the boys played pretty darn good. Then I took myself out, sat in the crowd, and learned how Bull Sleeper shakes them down. You got a hanky, you can't sip whiskey, gotta drink it.
Oh, man, know how I love that song. We got some more Texas boys in the house. How we doing? Delane Crowe from Four Crows Barbecue tonight. Are you with me?
Yes, sir. How are you?
Oh, we're doing wonderful up here in Missouri. I got Randy and Andy out there.
No offense on the Blackbird Barbecue there. I was just making
that's
a good
that's a good nickname, though, the Blackbird, son. That's a good nickname. You might want to take that one. You know, Randy took the slogan www.barbecueboner.com off the radio show. He's done named that one himself. He done started a website with that. So, you know.
Well, back here in Arkansas, when you're doing the Blackbird, you know, that's kind of a nasty thing.
Well, my last name is Crow, so.
Well, what has been going on down there in your neck of the woods?
Trying to stay warm.
I
live a little further north than Mr. Sierra, so it's kind of cold here.
Uh-oh, y'all get a little sleet, a little snow, a little rain down there in your area, Phil?
Yes, we did. 20 degrees. Not fun to smoke food in 20 degrees.
No, it's definitely not, you know. We were trying to shoot that Master video out there the other night, and it was 20 degrees below freezing. What about Randy? Go ahead, shoot it.
Now, I got a question. You're from Texas. What part of Texas are you from?
Northern Central, about 25 minutes from Oklahoma border.
Okay, we've been talking a few things the last few shows about regional variances of the flavor profiles of barbecue, particularly amongst, you know, Texas. And everybody tries to pigeonhole Texas into being, you know, the sausage and the brisket and all that kind of thing. And what would you identify as being your flavor profile in the region that you live in?
Well, we do not use cumin. That is one thing where I live.
Randy, you're out.
I'm not.
We would be more, it's probably a cross, honestly, between KCBS, more sweet and savory, and not a lot of salt. We don't just salt.
Mesquite or hickory?
Mesquite or hickory. Always pecan.
Pecan. That's what you pee in. Is a pecan.
Yeah, you pee in a can.
you pee in a can and cook over a pecan, you know.
So,
as far as, you know, like, you know, everybody tries to pigeonhole two certain kind of meats that you cook. In that area of the country, what do you find that people like to eat the most as far as barbecue? Is it chicken ribs, you know, pork butt, brisket? What are they like?
100% brisket. Nothing else.
That's what I thought.
Everybody wants brisket.
This is what I don't understand. Why does everybody want Texas brisket? I have to figure that out. I'm going to have to eat it one time in my lifetime. Yeah, I know. It's like Bigfoot's never been seen, but, you know, Texas brisket, I'm just going to have to eat it. I mean, I don't know what it is. I think so. And this is my honest opinion, and I've said this time and time again. I think some of the best barbecue you're ever going to eat lies in the state of Texas. I don't know why that is. I've never had it. But I just feel like some of the best barbecue you ever eat is in Texas. I don't know why.
It's in Arkansas,
I know,
dude. It's in Arkansas.
It is not in Arkansas.
Baby, burn!
No, we don't cook pork. We cook red meat. I know that.
Yeah. I'm talking about red meat. I'm talking about all that. It just looks good.
We're not famous for pork. We're famous for red meat only.
If I come to Texas, I'm eating that big 180-ounce steak or whatever they have down there. I don't know what that thing is. I'm going to have to try one.
That's an Amarillo.
Yeah,
I'm going to have to give me some of that. I don't know if it's going to be any good, but I'm going to have to at least stop by and say, hey,
I'll tell you, hey, Cody, I've been there. It's called the Big Texan. And they also have rattlesnake meat if you want to eat rattlesnake, too.
I got calf fries, too, don't they?
I got
a Texas boy in here, and he's telling me it's 72 ounces of steak. So I'm sorry, 180 ounces is wrong.
So we were talking Texan and brisket. If you're from Texas and you're trying to eat one thing that's not a brisket in Texas, what do I eat? I mean, everybody's saying brisket. Tell me something different. What do I eat?
Beans.
Beans?
Beans.
Beans.
Hey, Randy,
and please,
what they make, when you eat beans, what's that make you want to do?
Oh, you know exactly what I want to do with beans, bro. But I'm just, he's bringing up a good point because we're having this IVCA contest in Hot Springs, and we all know it's got to be pinos. And we all, you know, and everybody cooks pinot beans. You put, like, hog jowl in it, and you put, like, whatever else. If you're cooking in a competition, you're supposed to cook pinot beans. What are you going to cook for me, man? What are you going
to
do?
Cowboy-style beans. Didn't you watch my video? Didn't you watch my video how to cook cowboy-style beans?
I'll watch your video, Cody, man.
Yeah, but you pour them out of a pan.
Yeah.
No,
I'm,
I didn't.
I'm
made those.
I want to hear from a Texan. I want to hear from a Texan, though. Because you're cooking beans, you know, and we want to know. I mean, you know, it's not barbecue beans per se. What is a Texas style cook for beans?
It's what would I call it? Salt, pepper, garlic, Saison Goya. If you haven't ever heard of that spice.
What is Saison Goya?
Bless
you. Need to look it up. It's like an orange Mexican packet. It's from
I can't even spell it, son.
If I was online, I would put it on your website, but it's Saison Goya. Unbelievable.
That sounds like a Spanish-French dirty word.
It is. It tastes a little Spanish. And then you put, you know, of course, you got to have pig in it, little pig, salt, pepper, garlic, pig, jalapenos, onion.
Right.
But it's a thin pinto bean. It's not like a ranch-style thick bean. It would be just...
Just show me a recipe after you get off the show.
Well, the other question I have, too, I mean...
You're in a segment with Chicken with Randy right now because they're having a bean.
Yeah,
that's
on.
What
you're
saying.
Right.
If y'all have a pinto bean contest, I may not win now.
This is
Lone Star. And then Lone Star,
okay.
Every one of them have a bean contest every time.
Right, right.
So it's the same way as IBCA. Same thing.
I need to back up because I didn't have my notepad out, and we were shigging with Randy.
I'll see that recipe.
But on these beans, though, I mean, are you adding jowl meat? Are you adding any meat to it?
Yes, it would be jowl meat.
Jowl meat. Are you adding any barbecue sauce or anything like that?
No barbecue sauce.
So you're just basically it's a savory. Am I getting your flavor profiles right? It's more of a savory flavor profile with a little bit of heat, right?
Little heat. Well, it depends on where you are. Where I'm at, a little heat. The further south you go, more heat.
And I want to back up here again. Can you repeat that flavor seasoning one more time so I can get it? It's called a what now?
So, I'll tell you what. Saison Goya.
I know what it is.
S-A-Z-O-N Goya.
Well, I know what Goya is. Okay. So Goya is a type of Goya.
Okay. See, I wouldn't know a crazy one.
It's a powder. I'll get online right now while we're talking. See if I can find it.
I appreciate you bringing that tonight because there's a lot of people out here that don't know that, and we got a lot of people like I've never ever cooked beans in an IBCA competition before, And I'm thinking about being a being virgin at the next one, and I need to shake from you, boo.
Anytime, man. S-A-Z-O-N. Are you ready?
Wow.
So are you?
S-A-Z-O-N-G-O-Y-A. Saison Goya.
Well, so, I really appreciate that, Bubba. I really do.
Well, you'll wait till you
so
see
is
her.
So is the Blackbirds coming to cook at the IBCA contest up here in Hot Springs?
We are not. That would be a 10-hour drive or more for me.
Good Lord.
Yeah.
No. No, but we are.
No, you got – hi. If you don't get anything else out this show, you got a nickname, the Blackbirds. You're stuck with it now. You're stuck with it.
That sounds good. I got a tattoo of Blackbird on me. That's fine.
Attaboy.
Well, I'm serious. I really do. You know, one of the things we talk about all the time, we talk a lot about barbecue competitions, and we talk about all the four meats, but we don't always talk about the sides and the other things that people do. And a lot of people like myself, I don't cook the beans because I don't know what the hell I'm cooking. You know, I don't know what these guys want. I mean, I cook my beans, a little hog down, a little bit whatnot in there, but I don't know what they want for a contest, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Randy likes
really
to eat
them. Cook them where you like to
eat
them.
In the bean. Yeah.
For your homies.
All the rules.
You got to cook them for your homies.
Yeah.
Well, do you put any rum in your beans?
No, not rum. Beer. Beer is all good in the beans.
Sure.
Beer.
Beer.
And
you
know, it's always, man, and I hate to even say this.
Pass Blue Ribbon.
Keystone Light. And that's a cheap beer, but my God, does it
taste good? That ain't beer.
That's a tip.
Get you some natty. Get you some natty put in there.
Yeah, it's about as good as natty. But it's
you also bring up another good point, though. I mean, you cooking that beer, and that's good for the beans because it breaks those collagens down. I mean, the protein down pretty good. You know,
exactly.
It's just like the other night. I was, you know, thinking about taking my butchers and mixing it with beer the next time I inject my brisket, but that's chicken for me, and I need to shut the hell up.
Yeah,
what
are you, Randy?
Shaking on,
yeah,
Randy,
cut.
Not shaking with
you. Yeah, shaking on, Randy. Well, we got about 3:30 left. If the conversation runs over past the show, just keep on talking. People can listen in the archive. Show's going pretty good right now.
Ginger ale will break down meat as well. There's you another one.
I got you.
Ginger ale.
You writing all this shit down, Randy?
What's that?
I said you writing all this shit down?
Yeah, I got my mental tape recorder going, you know.
Oh,
I said, hey,
Lord.
So we'll know nothing tomorrow. So besides Lone Star, what comps do you cook down there in Texas, man?
This year we're starting to do KCBS. So this will actually be the first year we'll do a sanctioned KCBS event. But other than that, we've done nothing but Lone Star, IBCA, Texas Barbecue. And right out of the bat, we're going to do the Sam's contest in March in West Village, Texas.
Yep, I was there last year. That's a good spot. It's good folks right there. So
yeah, it's only about an hour and a half from my house. So that's pretty close.
So have you done the lettuce boxes before?
I have my own take on a lettuce box, but I cannot tell you that one.
Oh, come on now.
I can't. It's, you know what? I might send you a picture, but that's about all you'll get.
Hey,
so,
you know.
Let me ask you this: Do you use two green products, or you just use one?
One.
Okay.
Guaranteed one, and it's. It's so easy and simple, and I'm sorry, I can't give it up yet.
I bet you ain't
doing
the same thing you're doing.
It is optional. It is optional. You know, you don't have to put the lettuce boxes together. You can just, you know, put them in.
I wish we didn't have to. It's so much easier just to cut it, put it in, place the aluminum foil, send it in, but it does look better, hands down. Everything looks better surrounded by green.
It is optional, And there was a team from Oklahoma that was down in Bedford, Texas, that did some no garnish boxes and did quite well last year in a KCBS contest. So,
yeah, my friend of mine won that.
Yeah,
that contest, Bedford Blues and
yeah,
that
barbecue,
yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah. Hey, my friend.
So
of
mine, if you're only an hour and a half from Fort Worth, you're only it'd be only a 6-hour drive up to you to up to Hot Springs to do our contest. You know.
Oh, that's
you know
it. So it was about 10 hours.
Yeah. Yeah.
I didn't think it was that far.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's 5 hours, about 4.5 hours from Dallas. So you know,
I'd be closer. Wouldn't I be closer? No, I'd have to go left.
You have to go left.
I was thinking about the map.
We got one more call on the line. Let's see who it says. Hold on 1 second. Let me see if I can get him on. I don't know if it's going to happen or not.
It may be one of them prank phone calls. It's 9 o'clock, you know.
Yeah, it could be. We'll see if he comes on. He might come on. Oh, he's on with it. Who is 4973?
What's going on, amigos?
What's going on? Who we have here?
Blake Moody.
Blake Moody.
Hey, Blake.
From Moody Q.
That's right.
You're trying to get on this show before it expired and went out.
Yeah, trying to hear the rest of the show, man. That blog talk cuts off right at 9.
Yes, it
I got to hear about these secret green ingredients.
Shaking with Randy.
So you liking that segment, Blake?
Shaking with Randy, man. It can't be stopped, you know?
Yeah, I'm all in, dude. I'm trying to help you out, man. I'm trying to bring it to the masses. You know, I really appreciate him talking about that because, you know, dude, I ain't never cooked beans in a comp, and I'd like to know what I need to do.
He's just shaking for himself. He just everybody else can just hear it, though. That's a good thing.
I'm shaking for Jesus, my friend.
barbecue Jesus.
You know, yeah. But you know, I didn't take the little packet and the little ham beans and like take the little packet and pour it out or what? You know.
You need one of them. What's that commercial that comes on the radio? Somebody's fine beans and rice or whatever. Something fine beans.
Yeah.
The bag of beans. I can't think of what it's called. I don't know
what
it is.
Yeah, the bag of beans. Bag of soup.
Is that what it is?
Blake, where do you live at, Blake?
Jacksonville, Florida.
Jacksonville, Florida. So I think you can't drive up for our competition, I'm guessing.
No.
So when you're down there in Jacksonville, do you cook mainly the FBA events, or what do you normally cook down there?
Yeah, FBA mostly. Actually cook with a team. And he does both KCBS and FBA. But mostly FBA.
Well, they got one down there this coming weekend, don't they? And then this weekend they got a big contest going down there?
Lakeland.
Yeah, Lakeland.
Lakeland KCBS, but the FBA, they're having their third already this year because while y'all are getting, you know, y'all are 20 below, we're in flip-flops right now, so.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot, dude. Thanks a lot, man.
Hey, it takes a true pit master to cook in 20-degree weather.
Hey, man, I better be insulated cookers, you know?
Yeah, but I'd much rather wearing my flip-flops, so.
Yeah, me too. My flippy.
I'm not worried so much about the cooker being insulated. I'm more about my underwear being insulated. It's the only thing I'm really worried about.
I'm just worried about you keeping your underwear on.
Yeah. Hey, long as you ain't in a speedo, we'll be all right.
Hey, you speak for yourself, man. I got a fan page. It's called randyspeedo.com.
Oh, Lord. Whatever.
Yeah,
that's your wife's fan page.
No,
I hear you.
No, she's the oh shit, Randy's in a speedo .com.
we have that page too, though.
Can we find pictures at www.barbecueboner.com?
You might get as the conversation tends to digress. Like, what are you cooking on down there, Bubba? What kind of rig you got?
I am waiting on a stump smoker right now.
Stumps.
Oh, I got you.
Well, there's been a lot of people wanting. What do you think about stumps? Because there's been a lot of people wanting Stumps on come on to the show to talk about his products. I don't really know a lot about Stumps. I know a little bit about Stumps and some stuff that I'm not going to say over the air just in case he does come on. So, you know, I want to know what your take is on the Stumps.
I don't know him personally. I do know that a lot of the top cookers around here use some sort of a gravity feed insulated cooker, and he builds the Porsche of the cookers. People are knocking his stuff off.
Yeah,
he's a character, man. I don't know.
Well, I'll see if I can get him on the show so we can talk about those. Go ahead, Randy.
Now, Blake, what's the farthest west you're going to come this year, you think, Bob?
Well, I cook with a person. He's the dude with the trailer. So I'm pretty
right.
much, as far as he wants to go, I think he may cook Dothan, Alabama.
Yeah,
right.
I'm familiar with that one.
That ain't too far, but he lives in South Georgia, and I just pretty much just meet him at comps with
yeah. Who do you cook with? What's his name?
It sounds like he's like me, Randy. He's Blake's eye candy.
He's eye candy.
I just stand in front of him, man. You know, he does all the cooking. I'm looking for recipes. You know.
I'm calling bullshit on that one because I want to give a confession tonight. I want to step into the confessional because many people don't know this, but the truth be known, I learned from Andy it ain't the other way around. You know, it's kind of presented that way, but the truth be known, back in the day, I learned more off of Andy than Andy ever learned off of me. That's right, Andy.
Well, no wonder you cook so horrible.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Should learn from his wife.
Hell, we should have learned a lot of things from our wives, man. So, Blake, did you turn in the Pitmaster video?
I did not. I guess if I can talk the head cook into it, maybe.
Well, it's kind of one of those things, if you turn them in, it's like with me and Andy, you'll have what's called the oh shit moment. It's called, you know, we turned this in and we didn't figure it on the show and it's like, oh shit. I'm just giving a heads up on that one, Bubba.
Which we can do that segment because y'all turned in one. Delaney, are you still with us, Delaney?
Yep.
Delaney, which is Four Crows, he turned in a video. So, you know, and you're talking to Blake. So you going to try to talk him into doing one, Blake?
Who, Delaney?
No, you're going to – Blake, the guy you're with, are you going to try to talk him into doing a video?
I don't know, man. He's in South Georgia, and I'm in Jacksonville. So, I mean, if I want to ride up the road a couple hours for, pretty weird request.
That's a pretty good looking whole chicken on your page. Maybe you can teach Randy how to cut up that chicken.
Hey, man, I got your knife hanging there, boo. Well, I tell you what, guys, it sounds like y'all had one hell of a good show. I'm sorry I got in on it the last minute. I had to go do some, you know, business whatnots. But, you know, again, Cody, I appreciate you doing the show, man. It's a lot of work for you, and you're doing the Lord's work. That's all I got to say about that.
Doing barbecue Jesus' work.
But let's talk about a little bit about the Pitmaster videos real quick. Since there's a lot of people talking about all that. I know Delaney, I keep calling you Delaney, but it's Delaney. But you got a twin brother. A lot of people don't know that part of the Four Crows, you have a twin brother. And what is his name?
His name's Wayne.
His name's
Delaney
Wayne.
Delaney and Wayne. Yeah.
Hey, did you know Randy and I are twins?
We are.
We have different mothers and different fathers, but we're twins.
Yeah.
Brother from another mother.
Pitmaster twin cook-off.
you got Cody and your brother and Andy and Nate. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Lord.
Yeah, which, Delaney, y'all put in a Pitmaster's video here recently. I got to watch it. It was kind of entertaining. I really enjoyed watching it compared to a lot of other ones. What did you think about a lot of the other videos that Did you watch any other videos?
We did. Yeah. We were shigging with YouTube pretty much, trying to figure out what would be good, what would be okay for what we could use and what we needed. But the number one help period was the show you did, trying to tell
the
you
first,
what
huh?
Yeah.
The one with John Marcus?
Yes. Said do this, do that, do that. That helped more than anything. And my wife, she, God love her, I bet we filmed an hour and a half of video and she cut it into 5 minutes. So
it does take a lot to get a lot to get a lot of video in that right, Randy, which y'all are doing the y'all's show.
Hell, we shot ours straight through. You know, the first year that we, you know, for whatever it's worth, the first year we did it, we knew they knew nothing about us. So I had a buddy of mine that helped kind of edit it and do those kind of things to make it look a little bit more sharp. And they say that the quality doesn't matter, but, I mean, what about the quality of your porn?
I told my woman to hold the camera one way. She held it another way, and it kind of small down the visual scale on it so you couldn't see everything. But I'm like you. I like the zoom button there, Randy.
Well, my point being, though, is it helps if it looks a little bit slicker. But, you know, if they just figure out who you are, if you got a good personality, if you look like somebody that the best cooks in the world out there are some of your worst TV guys. I mean, let's just be honest, you know, and I think there's a lot of really great cooks out there that if they just know how to present themselves right, we'll get on the show. Honestly, I was talking to Andy about this earlier. I'd feel more happy if somebody got on the show because I gave them advice about how to get on the show than if I got on the show. Because
that's exactly
right.
Go ahead.
You know, and then I think that the show, it needs something. It needs some persona. It needs some personality. It needs some people there that can, you know, make it worth watching besides us barbecue heads that, you know, are geeks and they're like trying to watch what their temps are. And I think the show needs to be less technical.
Because
I think it needs to be more interesting, you know.
Because the average person don't generate that. They don't get that, you know. The barbecue geeks, we're barbecue geeks, and we get that. We get that. We understand that because we do it and we know what it is. But the average person don't understand it, you know. They just do not get it. So
the way I look at it is it's not a barbecue competition with a TV show there. It's a TV show there with a barbecue competition.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? There's a difference. And, you know, and people got to understand that. It's TV first, there's barbecue second.
That's
exactly
right, you know. And that's
exactly.
When we shot our video last year, you know, I didn't know anything about it. We shot it. I thought it was a hell of a video. You know, we got a top five. But after talking to John Marcus, when me and Randy talked to John Marcus, what was the number one thing he said? Number one and number two things he said he didn't like, Randy. He didn't like loud music, and he didn't like photos.
Right. And so,
did photos, and we did loud music.
Yeah, I did loud music and photos, and he said that automatically get you just cut, you know. So, you know, the one we shot this year was basically who we are and what we do every day. That's us in a nutshell. It's kind of like Randy and Andy. That's them. That's their personalities, and that's who we are, and that's what we do. And, you know, we shot that in one take off the hip and didn't reenact anything, didn't talk about nothing. We just started rolling the camera, and that's what we ended up with, and that's what you got, and that's what you got to see. And, you know, that's just who we are, and, you know, that's our personality. And if we get on Pitmasters, we get on Pitmasters. If we don't, we don't. So,
well,
what do you think?
I think that's the right way to be about it. I mean, just be yourself. And if they like you, they like you. And if they don't, they don't. But at the same token, you got to show them you can cook. You got to show them you got
exactly
to
right.
Cook there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I'm just thinking that there's a lot of really great barbecue cooks out there that could be on that show if they just knew how to present themselves properly. And I think the biggest compliment I'll ever get is that someone gets on that show and says, you know what, I took your tips, and you're right, and it worked out really good, and that's why I'm on the show.
And
I'll
salute
you, and I'll pull for you.
One of the number one things that people got to understand. Go ahead, Delaney.
I said I hope I'm the first one to get to say that.
I've known a lot of people. I've known Randy, I've known Hank Vaden, I've known the Worthless Nuts, I've known Ernest Cervantes. You know, I've known a lot of people that's been on the show, and that makes me happy enough to say, hey, I know them. I know them, or I've cooked against them, to be able to, you know, to watch them on TV, and I'm happy enough for anybody. I really am. But, you know, I think the number one thing a lot of people have to understand, they have to remember, it is a show. It is a TV show, and that's what you got to remember.
Well, the other thing I was going to mention, too, I think there's going to be more barbecue shows coming out. I mean, I think, you know, the analogy I use, is right or wrong, is about, like, bass fishing. You know, nobody heard about bass fishing in the 70s, and in the 80s it kind of took off and got all these shows. And I think what you're going to see happen in barbecue is there's going to be more shows out there, and they're going to be tailor-made for different things because you got more channels and they got to fill up TV time and all that. And we need to make it entertaining. You know, we need to make people want to watch it. But at the same token, not doing things that are not you. Do things that are you and that bring interest in there and make people want to watch your awesomeness.
Now, Delane, what do you think? What made you stand out in y'all's video? What made y'all stand out? What do you feel it was y'all's personality?
Personality. First and foremost, we're outgoing like I would say like you and your brother. Maybe not as much, but pretty close. We probably complement each other really well, whether it's cooking, joking around, whatever happens. So, you know, tit for tat, you're twins. You're pretty much raised together. You know what your other brother's going to say pretty much all the time.
Yeah, you know, that is one of the key things. And I have to go back and watch the video of us doing stuff and talking, you know. I was like, damn, are we that much on point with each other that I didn't realize it, that, you know, what we do every day?
Mm-hmm. Well, my brother, he's just about as nutty as your brother on that show. And, you know, it's true. And he's the big one. You've seen the video. I'm the small one.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just.
I feel left out because Andy and I didn't get to share a uterus.
remember in Lynchburg, that was what's her name?
Oh, we were really drunk, Andy, and you said you'd never speak of that event.
Uh-oh.
Oh, yeah. Uh-oh.
Disclaimer.
Oh, shoot. All right, boys, hey, I'm cutting out. I'll see y'all later.
All right, you have a good time, Andy.
I hate to do it, but I've got to cut out too. I got some other things I tend to, but hey, man, great show, Kobe. You're doing the Lord's work, my friend.
Yeah, we're gonna have to cut the show off. I know we're a little bit deep in. Almost 9:20 into the show. I appreciate everybody listening out. We had Randy Hill on, we had Andy Allen on, we got Delane Crow on right now, and we got Blake Moody on. Is that correct, Blake?
Yes, sir.
Hey, Blake, by the way, I really enjoyed getting to talk with you, man. I always chat with you on the chat room there. So thank you for calling in, Bubba.
Yeah, man, hey, great show, as usual. And, chat later, man.
You too. Appreciate y'all have a good evening, guys. Thank you so much.
All right, thank y'all very much, man.
Now, Delane, if they want to watch your YouTube video for Pitmasters, how can they find it?
The easiest way is go to YouTube.com, Google Four Crows Barbecue, and it'll come right up. Four Crows Barbecue Audition. Either way, it'll come up.
Now, let me ask you this while, you know, everybody's kind of sitting back. What did you think about the other videos that you've watched so far?
You know, I don't want to jinx myself, but, I mean, mine looked, how do I say it, a little better.
Yeah. A lot of them is pretty boring.
Some of it, you know, went on and on. I know there's a script you have to follow. You have to say what you've won. You have to say this. You have to do this. But, again, if you can't show personality, you probably can't do it on TV either.
Correct. You are correct.
There's no and if or buts. If you can't do it in front of your own video in your house, how are you ever going to do it in the public?
That's exactly right. Well, hopefully you'll get on, and maybe we'll get on.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens. I hope the Southern Cunt Boys get on again, because I really enjoyed watching them this past season on Barbecue Pitmasters. They was a hoot. And, you know, if you want to watch the Lulu's Barbecue Pitmasters, the Season 4 or Season 5 audition, you can go to www.lulusbarbecue.com. It's right there on the front page under the Lulu's Soul Smoking Radio Show. We'd like to thank all the sponsors that actually help us out and take part in the show, which is the Pro Coaching Guide from Jeff. You can check that out. You can check out Hank's number one championship sauce, where they're often imitated but never duplicated. You can check out his website, Barbecue Superstars, Barbecue Times, Give It To God, Extra Extra Large, Charcoal Grace, Operation Barbecue, Relief, Cadillac Cookers, Nolan's Custom Smokers, Comp Barbecue. They got a new site up. They got the scorecard up. You can find them at compbarbecue.com, Bubba Blade, BBQ Web TV, and smokerbuilder.com. You can also check out Smoker Builder, the forum. It's right there on the front page, www.lulusbarbecue.com. That's LulusBarbecue.com. I appreciate everybody listening to that. And check us back next week as we'll bring a new show to you. Have everybody have a great night. Appreciate everybody listening.